sure the dress pants.
Okay. I'd like to open the meeting at 6:30. excuse me. Good. I'd like to have Chaplain Snodgrass, Fire Department Chaplain, open with a prayer, please.
Father God, as we come to you at the beginning of this season of Thanksgiving, Lord, we just ask that you be with the citizens, God, of our township, our city, our state, our country, God, as we take time to reflect on the things that has happened this past year, God, and the things that we have to be thankful for, Lord. That we live in a country, that we have the freedom to assemble together like this, Father. That we live in a country that allows us to have input to those who govern us. And God, we just thank you for those things. Lord, we ask you to be with our servicemen and women that are serving here and abroad, Father. That they're doing their duty and sacrificing, being with their families during this time. And how appreciative we are and thankful for those who serve. Father, we ask you to be with our firefighters, our police officers, our paramedics, God, as they answer their duty daily, Lord, to protect us, the citizens, Father. God, we ask you to be with this Board of Trustees, Lord. Give them wisdom and guidance in the decisions that they make, Lord. And Father, we just ask for your hedge of protection around the citizens of Franklin Township, God. Thank you very much for everything you allow us to have, allow us to do, allow us to say. In your wonderful name, we will give you the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we have a roll call, please?
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yep.
Excuse me. Welcome, everybody, to the November 16th, 2017, unbelievable, this quick meeting. And I'd like to approve the minutes from a special meeting for the fire department of November the 2nd, 2017. Could I have a second on that, please?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
This is just two special meetings.
Special meeting, yes, sir.
Yeah.
There's two specials and one regular.
Special meeting for the road department, same date, November 2nd, 2017.
I'll second. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
2017 regular meeting of November the 2nd, 2017.
Do I have a second?
Yes. Second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
No.
I guess we have tertiary guests tonight. I'd like to have Gary Horn from Babbitt Bearing. He has a permit request that he wanted to talk about and maybe see if the trustees would support him on this permit. Gary, you want to tell? I know you've been working on this for a while, and could you maybe update us a little bit on?
As far as I'm Gary Horn, owning the Babbitt Bearing Company up the street here. Started there in high school, and I've lived here in the township all my life except 2 years. We wasn't living here in the township, but I've been running the business. I worked there and bought it from the previous owner that I was working under in 89 and run it ever since. And so as far as my shop's pretty cluttered. We do a lot of different repairs and in the machine shop and so forth like that. And so I'm wanting to get a little better organized, get things inside. Did I have to set stuff outside and cover it up in bad weather? So I'm wanting to build another building behind my existing building. And so I was hoping to get the township's approval on it to help me, to go to the county, that has to give the permit. And so that's basically what I'm here to, hope to get your grant as far as you're okay on me doing
it. What size is that building going to be?
It's, we're going
to... Is it going to be like an L, correct? Are you going to do it more like an L?
No, just it'll
just
be
continue.
Right behind the other barrier.
Okay.
The other
so
shop. So,
yeah,
it'll, it's going to be all metal, real nice looking building. Steel beams inside, and so they said they didn't want to, the engineers, put it right against the
existing
construction.
And then that's set how far back from the road? 2,000 feet?
It's back, it wouldn't be 2,000 feet, but it's probably 500 feet.
Okay.
Well,
way
the,
off of my math.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's way back.
How deep does your property go? Because I know that goes way
it's,
back.
It's I tell you what. I do not have it in front of me, but it's as deep as every lot this way and 3C this way. They kind of cut the Jones Farm up and made all of them 1 acre and just not real wide, but deep. So the talking to the county as far as the width, staying off of the property line on the east side, 10 feet, staying off of the west line, 12 feet would give me 48 feet wide and to go 60 feet deep. And so that's, so they have access to the back of it if we'd ever have to, get around
sure.
for emergency use or something like that, I guess. So,
okay.
So that's basically it's going to be a 14-foot wall, so I can have a 12-foot door, and so it's a good-looking building. It's from Olympic Buildings, and so it just to try to keep the the township looking good and support the township and. Worked on some of your trucks over the years and some of the personal vehicles of the township and certainly the the public as far as the bearings. And so that's what I'm hoping to continue doing here in the township and staying here for the end, I guess.
Yeah. With that, I would like to make a resolution that we accept Mr. Horn's plans to add an additional building to his business slash, I guess it's business because I mean I know you live there too. But
yeah, it's been it actually was an upholstery shop since in the 40s.
Yeah,
and it's always been a business. No 2-year lapse is what the county had wanted to check out. It never was. The machine shop started in 73. I started in 77, and so the poster that had the business there in the building, he actually worked at Ford as an poster at Ford, and then started his own business there in the shop, and so it's Mr. Daniels had bought the property. From him in 73 and started machining parts then.
Okay. So what you'd like to do, Gary, is have each trustee sign one. Is that
three? Or just, I just brought
well, there's
the copies.
Well, there's three copies there. You want to sign one, Mr. Cook?
And it's just something that,
But go ahead, because we've got a resolution on this. No, but we've got a motion on the table. Need a second.
Okay, do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Don?
Yeah.
That would be resolution 17356.
Can we open for discussion?
Well, I guess we put Franklin Township and then the name, I suppose, there.
Mr. Warren, can we open for discussion for the building department?
I'm sorry?
Can we open for discussion on this for the building department?
Is this for a variance for the property, or is this for zoning compliance?
It's more for the county, not really a zoning change or nothing like that, because it's been under a zoning, the light industrial is what they called it as far as when it's an upholstery for the public. So public is able to come in and out. And so it stays in that still. It was actually established before zoning ever came about. And so when zoning came through, then they put him in a category of a light industrial. And so nothing's going to change as far as what we do, what we've been doing, you know, since, you know.
Did you have to get a variance for this as well?
I didn't. This is from a zoning consultant that is knows the zoning and knows the rules of the county. And so before we go, I kind of wanted to get my ducks in a row before I go down there and put in for a permit to, you know, get it okay, you know, here where, you know, we're at.
I'd like to talk to you more about this.
Okay.
Being in the building department about zoning and building your building.
Okay,
so
sure.
Maybe we can schedule a time to sit down and talk more.
Sure, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'll reach my card before you.
Okay.
Actually, Gary and I have had conversation on this for a while, and I was the one that directed him toward Franklin County building and development.
I wonder.
And I think essentially what you're getting here is a support letter from us.
Fill out a second one, and then I don't have to make copies.
So I don't know. At this time, until he gets something back from the county, if you need, he will have to make an appearance, or somebody will down at county building with his application and everything. So, if there's any variance changes or anything, then they would come back.
This is just Jessica getting a board.
Essentially, this is just a support letter.
Yeah, that's what I was after. Today is just
So I don't know if there's really a need for having any, you know, conversation with him at this time.
Okay.
Now, if he runs into some issues or anything, he'll probably have to come back to us. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So that's his support letter. Okay, I think I'll take care of you on that part of it, Gary.
She's making some copies for her notes, and then Gary, this is yours.
Okay.
And then you'll have your, she's back there, she's got, Lisa's got it on the copy machine. You can grab it if you want to stay for the meeting, you can.
Sure. Yes,
and she'll have that for you.
Oh.
Thanks, Gary. Okay. Next, let's see. Did, Dan Sheeran Jr., did he show up, or?
No, I don't, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Well.
I'll send him the information.
Yeah, you just
wasn't sure if he was going to show up tonight and
that's
take
fine.
It with him, or I was going to send it to him in the
Well, just when you email him, just make sure he knows tomorrow. I think he knows that already, that deadline is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, he knows the deadline. This is
okay.
We'll make him out.
Linda. I guess we have
copies and give them to me.
Is it Linda Fuller?
Yeah, she's here.
Linda here? Okay. Can you bring her on up and maybe introduce her there?
This is Linda Falk. She's with the individual. She's a broker. You kind of have a breath of fresh air compared to what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
So,
are you also part of the IAIW?
I am not.
If you want to tell me what that is, maybe I am, yeah. And I don't know.
Yeah. What's the National Association of Insurance Women?
Oh, I'm not, no, okay. But maybe perhaps I should.
Well, there's a group, I think, in your area, Stark County. Is that your area?
I'm not. I'm in Delaware County.
Okay, Delaware, because there's different pockets all over. It's the National Association.
Uh-huh.
For, I just figured maybe you might be associated with that.
I think I should be. I've been doing it long enough.
It's a good organization,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's some of my cards for you.
Okay.
Thank you. And that's one thing that I will provide if I do become your agent. I'm very service oriented.
I got
so
a little coffee on that one.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's everyone will receive a copy of my card. That way, after our meetings, if they have service issues, claims issues, I ask that they bring those directly to me. I've been in the business for 31 years, and I started in the mailroom, but then I worked my way up to claims processing, and then into underwriting, and then into sales. So rather than spending time lunch hour or after hours, I just ask that they bring those issues to me and allow me to work on those for them on their behalf. So typically, if it's a claims issue, I'll have them send over the explanation of benefits or whatever they have. That way I've got something to work with, and then I'll just work with the insurance carriers directly to see, get the issue resolved for them. So the nice thing with my clients is when there is an issue with insurance, it's call Linda. So that's all you do, call Linda, and I take care of it for them. So I very much pride that. So this is going to be tonight a preliminary meeting. I wish we had full closure, but that won't be until probably this time next week, because we are waiting on one further proposal, that being from Medical Mutual. They did provide us with a quote, and it's very competitive. We're just asking for a different kind of plan option, and when we requested that, it takes them about 5 to 7 days to do so. So we requested that on Tuesday, so hopefully, you know, this time next week, we might be able to, I can give you my full recommendation. But we didn't want to postpone this meeting. We at least wanted to get the lingo going and at least the conversation started. So the first thing I'm going to do is provide you with the renewal of your current carrier, that being Jefferson Health Plan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you'll see that this renewal reflects a 27.78% increase. One of the various reasons why I was asked to look at alternative carriers is that double-digit increase that we are seeing. In addition, just looking at the type of plan that is currently in force, when I mean that, I mean benefit design, and looking at also the what we call the out-of-pocket, the loss, the exposure that we have potentially. So that's going to give you a snapshot of our current renewal. For your records.
But this isn't what we're looking at Jefferson anymore, correct? Or is it?
It is going to be my recommendation that we do not renew the contract with them.
Okay.
25%.
Jefferson Healthcare is who we're with currently.
Right.
And it's obviously not our recommendation.
Sure, right. I was just making a clarification on that.
And this right here is going to be a snapshot of the current benefits, the medical, that are in force. So you'll see that it's a currently, copays for most. When we go to the doctor, it's a $35 copay, $50 for specialist. The biggest thing that I want you to look at is the deductible on the top, and that is $5,000 per person or $10,000 for the family. But once they meet that deductible, then it goes into 80-20. The medical insurance company would pay 80, and the employee would pay 20%. And if we take also a look at that maximum out of pocket, it's $6,350.
Jim, what do we currently have? Do we have that deductible?
That's our current plan.
This is our current plan, but the OPEC funding, if you move over to the right side of the column, okay, they pick up, which actually the township pays the 20% for the employee. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
This is an easy.
This is like that new math. It's kind of hard to follow.
I've been doing this now for a few months, just trying to understand it, and I still lost.
Is there going to be a quiz on this later?
There will not. No, promise. And don't quiz me on what you do either, please. So, with Anthem, the first two options that we're going to look at are just option number 20 and another 21. And the biggest difference there is the deductible. Again, our deductible currently is a $5,080.20 maximum out of pocket, $6,350. If we look at option 20, it's a $5,000 deductible 100% plan. So it's definitely an enhancement of $1,350 of our current plan. 21 is more of a mirror of our current plan because it is a $6,000 deductible, 100%. Again, our maximum out of pocket is $6,350. Where you see the $7,350, that's prescription copay. So if one goes in and has surgery, under option 20 or 21, they're going to pay the deductible in 100%. If they go in and have physical therapy, those are all copays after that. Their copays cannot exceed on the $6,000, $1,350, the difference between $7,350 and $6,000, the deductible. So should they incur $1,350 in copays, then they are at 100% for the remainder of the year. Unlike the current plan, if they go in and have surgery, most often they'll pay $6,350. Price-wise, we are very competitive. If we look at option number 21, you will see with JHP renewal, the renewal for a single is $491.77. Anthem is coming in at $489.13. Employee spouse is $1,075. With JHP, it's $1,157. With employee, child, and children, it is it's $858 with JHP. It's $825.65 with Anthem. And full family with JHP is $1,519. With Anthem, it's $1,509. So there is an enhancement, again, of benefits with Anthem. The other quote that we have for you is from Medical Mutual, and this is the other option that we're looking at, that I've requested a different plan design.
Is Medical Mutual is one we kind of like? It was just go in and
yeah,
already had our information and
the deductible and stuff that she's talking about now, that's the exposure that the township's going to absorb.
Gotcha.
Right now we have an absorption rate of an 80-20 plan.
Right.
We're going to crank our insurance up to 100% plan. It's a better option. It's 100% funded and everything's there. So
Through MedMutual.
Well, MedMutual and Anthem are coming in right about the same right now. I haven't seen the MedMutual quote, but we're hoping that they come in slightly lower. Right now we're only looking at a 6% increase from what we're paying now with Anthem.
Is MetaMutual the one that we tend to like? I mean, it was like an easy one-card type deal?
Now, there is a supplemental thing that we're going to have to follow. No insurance company offers the insurance that we provide to the employees. So she's going to have to do a little bit of legwork on behalf of her, and she's going to do it for free.
Okay. I didn't mean to take this away
from
you.
Okay.
I don't want you to lose your chain of thought.
No, it's okay.
No, I just trying to cover it for you. Uh-huh. So we're at a 6% increase from last year, which is unheard of.
Right.
We're hoping MedMutual drops below that.
I know Frank, when he called me today, he's like, well, I can do 9%. I'm like, listen, you're talking Greek to me because we let the chief handle that.
Yeah, We're looking at a person that's, we're suing for possible fraud,
right.
And...
Absolutely.
I don't even know why we would even...
Why you, yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah, so...
Is this a PPO or a policy?
PPO?
It's a PPO, yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say, well, you know, I have Anthem and Medical Mutual as far as network. They're both PPOs. We're really just looking for your most competitive cost and benefits. We're just waiting for that one more answer from Medical Mutual to see what they're going to do with that revised quote.
Anthem's and, good insurance.
We are used to right now with Medical Mutual because of the network. Mm-hmm. It would be a smooth transition.
That's
everyone's
what I was
used to it. So we're crossing our fingers that they come in very competitive for us and it will be...
Well, if I remember right, I go to the doctor once a year. If everything's good, it's good. It has been, so I really haven't used it. But Medical Mutual, does it offer us a wider range, if I'm mistaken, of different doctors, and there's more people in the network with MetaMutual than some
Anthem?
Of the other ones?
No.
Anthem? Or is it Anthem that has a larger pool?
I would say they're almost a complete mirror.
Okay.
They range about 97%. That's what their statistic is, or their percentage, whether it be United, Anthem, Medical Mutual.
Because I know we changed one time, we had issues where people, their doctor did was not in that program, and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember the MetaMutual seemed to work for the employees as far as the doctors and stuff like that. And
yes.
I know one time we had to change and change again, and one of the wives were like, I'm going to shoot someone if I have to go fill out all that paperwork again.
Yeah. I will tell you, if it's a national, like if we had multiple locations like in Utah or Colorado or wherever it might be, typically, more often, Anthem is a better fit because they have a very large network nationally.
Right. It's where you're at.
But I'm feeling very comfortable since we're all here in Central Ohio. Either carrier is going to be a great fit network-wise.
Okay. Are we, Medical Mutual, we have our one insurance card and then we have the secondary card. Will this eliminate that secondary and it's all packed into one card?
We get
yes.
One card and one person. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Oh, yeah. I vote.
Do you have any insurance on you right now?
I do. Of Medical Mutual?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ari, would you like to have us take a look? Ari's our next trustee. I'd like him to have an
sure.
opportunity to see what we're looking at.
Jimmy needs one.
As well? Okay.
Can Jim have one, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that yet.
I say we go with Anthem. One card. In and out.
Well, MedMutual's the same. We're going 100% insured.
You have Anthem, right, Jim?
Yeah. We got MedMutual now. Oh, I don't. I have that. I get that.
Okay. I'll let him one more. Here's our option
27.78%. Choking.
So there again, just as soon as that Medical Mutual quote comes in, I'll be giving you my recommendation on if I would... either Anthem or Medical Mutual. It's down to those two.
Yeah. So. It'd be nice if we maybe we could get, you know, Thanksgiving next week, I think. You know.
It's on Thursday this year, right?
If maybe we could get a little feedback by Wednesday of next week.
That'd be awesome. I'm just waiting by my computer. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So...
These insurance agents are working around the clock.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Sending me
I'm
texts
sure
and phone calls to 11 o'clock.
You're not supposed to pay attention to the time, right? I gotta get this out.
Exactly. The only concern that I have is we still are on the clock, so to speak.
We're coming in the 11th hour. We're really behind the ball with this. But I believe we'll have a package next week to go ahead and sign
okay.
on to.
And is there any... What would be the drop dead deadline on getting us in place?
I personally would like to get it going, obviously, sooner rather than
certainly.
Later. So once we can get it approved, I would like to start, if we can do it, start getting all the enrollment paperwork done
okay.
first week of December. That way we've,
okay.
we've got ID cards, we've got group number, and we're ready
right.
to...
Okay.
For a smooth transition.
So it's not like today, we had talked about the 16th, which is today, and we don't have it in place. There's no danger of being shut out.
That's not, I don't want to put blame, but these carriers are so far behind.
Are they?
They are, when we were talking, it's interesting, when I send out an email, and I won't tell you what time, what day, and the underwriters are replying back, we're like, oh gosh, they're working too. You know, they're right there. So, they just, it's just that time of year with all the changes. We call each other accountants now.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know why they selected this time of the year to do all that.
I know.
Frankly, it's got to be a...
It's, you literally are rewriting, you know, 17 years that I've had my agency, you're analyzing 17 years of business in 45 days. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let me ask you also, if I may, I'm sorry, I didn't...
I just wanted to ask Jim a question, but you go first.
Okay, with, I think it was, we've changed a few times. I think it was MetaMutual, it was fairly easy. It was, we enrolled online just by yes, no, click, click, click. And then there were some other ones that we had to go get stuff, put it in a box, and then upload that or something. We had to get that data. Which way, when you say enroll papers, would we do it paper or would we do it online as far as, or do you know?
Most of the online enrollment is already completed on your behalf.
Okay, great.
So most of it is just going to be administratively. Okay. And it's,
I like that.
Yeah.
Because I found out that 8 o'clock one night I had to have it done by midnight, and I'm like, gee, thanks.
Yeah.
Form fire is what he's talking about.
Yeah, form fire. Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
The only thing that may be asked, I'll be honest with you, those form fire, the signatures are only good for 60 days.
So we have to resign.
You will... That will be, but I will put that out as soon as I find out what needs to be done. We will be working collectively to get this stuff, this pending stuff done. That will maybe be the challenge, is everyone going back into form fire and re-signing and redating.
Exactly.
But we'll be on everybody to get it done. You know.
Right.
Yeah. Because we can't have that hold up. Hold up that.
Jim, I know you mentioned the lawsuit that Jefferson's under, but so Ohio Insurance would be with her now?
No.
The
no.
Medical Mutual would be
we're
with her?
We're walking away from all that. We would be with Linda and MedMutual.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
If you have any problems at all, you call her. If you have, she's a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
She'll take care of everything.
Superwoman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am. Wonder Woman.
If you could, Linda, if you could speak into what you're going to do on the behalf of...
The claims thing?
Yes.
So right now, Ohio Insurance Services, you are paying them an administrative fee monthly to basically write checks for the employees that have met any portion of copay, deductible, etc. And so what I've agreed to do, we could hire what we call HRA, Health Reimbursement Administrator, for a fee to do that. But what I would like to do this year, especially with I think all the stress and the nuisances that have been put on the township and the other villages that I'm working with, is I would like to try to do this first year and just have me do it on your behalf at no charge. You know, I am compensated a commission every month for that. It's for that I feel like I need to earn, you know, that commission. And other than service after the sale, there's not too much that goes on. So what Jim and I were talking about doing is posting something and then me coming over monthly, and it'll be a pretty much, we'll have it like the third Tuesday of every month or the third Thursday of every month, whatever it is. And that will be a form where the employees will put in their explanation of benefits to show us proof, as they do now, that they need reimbursed. So rather than Ohio Insurance Services writing those checks on your behalf, it will just be me that will be doing that. For that, I will be giving you an in-depth report of whom and how much, and then I will let Jim know how much needs to be funded. He will fund that, and then for that, I'll write the checks out.
So I have a question. Like now, a lot of times with my insurance, they'll just automatically build a secondary. Is that still the same way? So, I mean, I don't have to, either I can pay it out, and then I got to turn in a receipt to you guys, or can they just one-stop shop that the doctor would send it, or et cetera, send it to the secondary?
Yes, I would be the secondary, though.
Right, but we wouldn't have to do anything else other than...
Correct, it'll just come right through me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we'll just be working with one card now, John, instead of having two
separate. That makes it nice.
Now, your doctor's office or your providers are not going to send a bill to her.
Okay.
You'll have to more than likely pay it up front, the deductible,
okay,
and then submit the EOB to her.
So the way I guess it worked now, they automatically, like I had something where I had my eyes checked back in June, and they just sent me a $35 bill, and I'm like, wow, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
But on there, they did send it to the secondary Ohio Insurance, and they paid, I don't know, $20 of it or something,
mm-hmm,
to my portion. Will they do the same thing again?
No. What will happen is you will put that in the bin for me to reimburse you.
Okay. So basically, I would just go ahead and lay out the money, and then I will get a check back later.
Yeah. The only exception could be like we were talking about this. Like, let's say that you need to have surgery, and they weren't going to do the surgery unless you paid your deductible at the time.
Gotcha.
Now, I've had a couple of knee surgeries, so I know how it works. You know, they wheel in and they've got their computer and like, would you like to pay your deductible today? And I always go, no, I'm going to wait for the insurance company to pay them, you know, to process it, and then I'll pay. Okay, thank you, and off they go. So you can do it that way, and they're perfectly fine with that. They're going to ask day one for that money because a lot of people don't pay for that deductible, right? They don't
right.
want, if they can get their money today, they're going to get it.
Oh, absolutely.
So if that is the issue, then you can always get in contact with me and I can make the payment arrangement. I can pay for that deductible and get
okay.
reimbursed.
Okay.
But I also explained to the provider, we would rather that claim get filtered through the insurance carrier so the appropriate PPO discounts are taken,
right,
and then we can pay based on the explanation of
benefits. Because it was nice if the secondary paid what they're supposed to pay, and then the amount that you have to pay, usually you get it like I did. I got a bill for $35.
Correct.
And that would be nice that way, but it doesn't sound like we can quite work it that way.
If you want to pay for an HRA,
we can talk about doing that.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know which way. You know, I go by the recommendation of the chief, and obviously, but I mean, that would be nice. That's always nice to fly first class, but I still get there at the same time as everyone else.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's just what are you willing to pay?
Basically, they're going to pay a little bit more because it's a 100% plan. It's not an 80-20 plan.
Right.
And that's where a lot of our remainders were coming from, is we were waiting for OIS to pay the 20% plus our deductibles.
You're right. Not going to get the 20% anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The coverage here is we're increasing our coverage, and we're actually getting a better insurance.
Okay.
We may have to use Linda for the HRA side of it.
Sure.
Educate her.
I hope that's not going to overwhelm you.
No.
Because I got a feeling since we go with you, you're going to be flooded in business with a lot of townships that want to come
She's
to you.
She's already there.
It's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem. I'm not complaining. Because, you know, throughout the rest of the year, it's with open enrollment, if folks don't have a special election period or aren't aging into Medicare or something like that, then it's just more servicing on
yeah,
my
sure.
part.
Okay.
I appreciate the peaks. So let's talk about dental.
Yes, please.
Dental.
Because it seems like you only get a little amount, and then it's like you go in and like, okay, would you like to have that procedure next? Well, we got to wait till next January.
Yes. Sometimes that does happen, but that's why we're going to bring to the table tonight. We're going to try and increase that maximum from 1,000 per covered employee to 1,500.
Yeah.
Okay?
They just look at your teeth and it's 500.
I know.
Ain't that the truth?
And I brush mine, and there's no odor.
Definitely got to take care of the tooth first.
Well, like they say, you either brush them now or you'll soak them later. I mean, it's just a fact of life.
That is indeed. You got to take care of them now, right?
Yeah.
So I just love Delta Dental. I love their network, and I love their service.
great service after the sale. Just wonderful to work with.
Thank you.
The one thing you'll see that I did highlight under diagnostic and preventative, which is not under your current contract, but I think is pretty important, is the x-rays. And this also is going to steer us away from some of that HRA. Because right now, under your current contract, when you go in for x-rays, you're going to get billed for 20%. Typically, those x-rays are under diagnostic and preventative. Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't have a client.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have a client that doesn't have x-rays under diagnostic and preventative. So it allows you and your husband and your kids to go in twice a year for your cleanings, your x-rays, bite wings, fluoride, and you don't pay anything.
Because now I forget which insurance it was, but I went in and they did the x-rays and all that. They forgot to do the bite wings at the time they did that thing that goes around your head. So the insurance company says, well, that'll be $500 because you didn't do the bite wings. So I said, oh, no, I had to go to lunch, so I'll go back and get the bite wings. And they said, no, it don't work like that. They should have done it at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, the dentist forgot, and I didn't want to tell them, just the dentist forgot. So I end up having to pay that.
Oh, wow.
But so is in this, going long story short, if something like that is not done in order, like where you're talking about the x-rays and et cetera, and they pay for those, if they somehow didn't do bite wings when they did the other, is this insurance still, how does that work? I mean, are you penalized because...
I don't know. That's a dentist error. I would think... I don't know.
So every year I go now, I'm telling them, I don't want that thing around the head. It costs too much. I don't want to...
Yeah.
Make a mistake again, and I pay $500 because you didn't do the bite wings.
Yeah, what I would do, though, is go to my Delta Dental reps and ask, you know, look, they forgot to bill it. You would think that the...
I tried everything, and they said, nope, you can't go back. You know, they laughed about my story, having to go to lunch, but, you know, the point I was trying to make to them is, you know, I can always run back up there and get the bite wings.
Sure.
I mean... And they were using that as a reason to charge me $500. It didn't make sense. It made dollars.
Did you go back to that dentist?
Unfortunately, I'm still going there.
Oh, wow.
I know. I. It's just so easy because you don't have to change anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have tried to make some kind of, let's split this 50-50.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you made the mistake. I'll split it 50-50 and we'll call it a day. But I wouldn't have eaten the whole thing, that's for sure. But the difference between on both of these plans, one is $1,000 maximum per person, which is what you have currently. The other one is a $1,500 maximum per person. So that $1,500 is an enhancement. And then the second page is just going to be your rates. I personally would like if we could get approved the two-year rate guarantee. And the reason being, next year when we review the medical, we're just coming out of the consortium. This is going to be, you know, we're going to be looking at one-year experience on our own next year. I don't know what that renewal is going to do. So I would really want to try and focus a lot of effort on medical. And so it's up to you. Just for budgeting purposes, it's always nice to have a two-year rate guarantee.
Yeah, because, you know, it never goes down. It always goes
up. It doesn't go down. Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you there.
It doesn't.
Okay. Do you have anything further we need to
add? Yeah, can you discuss the runouts and what we got to look out for when we do switch insurance companies?
Yes.
I mean, this is the big money where we have to be careful.
And I talked to... And then the last item we were going to look at is vision and life, and I will bring that at the next meeting, just because Jim and I are working with VSP to get some, we got it this afternoon, some claims history. So when we talk about claims run out, which is what we're trying to work with in stop loss, that's the issue that we're trying to work on right now with the attorney. So any claims that come in after December the 31st, JHP is not going to
not going to process. So we have in writing that Medical Mutual will agree to do 3 months run out at $48 a head per month per employee.
But would we need to do that run out if once, well, it would be taking care of things that are coming in prior to.
Correct.
So,
for those
Jim, would
that
we
came
need
in
that
in
run
December?
Out, or do we know where we are as far as any outstanding bills?
Yeah, we would need a run out coverage. Basically, what that is if you get something done in the last
right.
2 weeks of December and they don't bill it until January,
and then we're
that
off.
Would be all on us.
Yeah.
Because it's not when the procedure happens. It's
do we have a handle on how many people, employee-wise, is having stuff done? I mean, is it cheaper for us to...
I don't think you can just take that risk. I think
I don't,
you have to.
Yeah.
If somebody gets $1 million procedure done, then we would
right.
have to cover those.
And this is the time that we have to do this.
And this is the time when people are getting, it's the end of the year, people are getting
absolutely.
Their surgeries in. The other thing that we have to be concerned with is what we call stop loss. Because right now, I don't remember your amount on stop loss. Is it 200?
Yeah, it's right around there.
Around 200,000 that you're covered for each person. But the concern to me is what happens if we have a claim, and that could easily happen,
right.
of anything over 200,000,
yeah, right.
that protection. So we're looking for, Medical Mutual initially said that they would do the run out, but not the stop loss. The attorney, Paul Lafayette, is speaking both with Medical Mutual and JHP to see if JHP will do the stop loss. Mm-hmm. Paul's concern on the stop loss is they'll say they will do it, but we also have to pay, what is it, the penalties and the...
Yeah, it's not... That'll be all in Paul Lafayette's thing, and it'll come out at the end of the lawsuit when they wrap that up, which is with the first quarter next year. But we can discuss all this at the special meeting next week. And
okay.
I just basically wanted to introduce Linda to you
sure.
and go from there and get you the documents to look over.
Okay. Well, it looks like it's in good hands here.
We'll have some more real numbers for you next week, but that's a preliminary of what we're proposing.
Are we going to get back
on? So we want to try to maybe set up a little meeting there sometime.
We have to wait until she calls us that she got the call.
Wednesday or so of next week, is that you
we're
think
hoping,
that's doable?
Yeah.
I will get with the board as quick as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. I know Thanksgiving's next week and then.
You know, I don't
on
know.
Thursday.
We're in a short
on
week.
Thursday?
You know, I don't know if it can be, you know. I guess it'll really depend on
what
data she's able to get back.
But I feel comfortable in the timeline, too. We'll get in with MedMutual or Anthem at this point.
Yeah.
Well, if you and her are, you know, comfortable, that's it really. The only thing that's been stressing me a little bit was the time frame, you know, and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did speak with the Franklin County Consortium.
Right.
And their 14th date was not an absolute date. I mean,
right.
they'll still sign us up in December.
Are they?
But it will carry on. But they were a 20% increase, and now we had this whittled down to 5 to 6% increase.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty. Well, Linda, we appreciate
thank you
coming
absolutely.
Out.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Okay. So I've had a call. Is Al Borderline here?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. How are you, Al? How are you tonight?
I'm doing much better than before y'all.
Well, good.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, you said you had a little information you wanted to share with us there.
Keep you abreast of the water situation, okay? Tapping into it and getting service. When I last saw the board, was not in a good situation because I had to report to you that while the legislature had done their part, Mayor Ginther came in and talked to the governor, who would not sign a bill that would basically allow townships to be benefited by the city's water. I'm making this really stupidly simple, but that was the end result of that. claiming that it was going to cost the city millions and millions of dollars. I'm not so sure how you spend millions and millions of dollars if the pipe is in front of your front yard and you haven't tapped into it, you want to be able to tap into it, how that would cost the city money, since you as a person who would be tapping into it would obviously be paying money to the city. But that was a story that the mayor got away with, so that's what happened. Earlier this year, when Perry Township, Franklin Township, Prairie Township, and Sharon Township all came together to form a group to work with the legislature and let them know that we as four townships would like to have the legislature solve what should really be a local problem that the county commissioner should solve, but we all were before the legislature to get some higher-ups to deal with some solutions that would benefit our townships. Mr. Duffy, who was the spearhead of that, the idea was that he was going to retire and not be in office after this month or the next month. My information obviously was wrong, because I'm here to tell you that Mr. Duffy has got 13 more months in the legislature. And he is, as it turns out, diligently not giving up, which is the reason why I called Mr. Horn the other day and said, I think I owe you a conversation. So this is the conversation that I owe Franklin Township. Since we have a lot of guests here that may not know the history here, very quickly, to their credit, Franklin Township banded together with three other townships to try to gain water service for these townships without having to annex in, or an individual property owner having to annex into the city, okay? Long and the short of it. There's actually Franklin Township is the most benefited of these four townships in that Franklin Township has been benefited by a 1950 contract, which is still in force and has been maintained in force, that gives anyone inside this contractual area the right to gain water by applying for it. Yes, sir.
As everyone here knows, I've been fighting the sewer situation, etc. I had a meeting with the Nick Sewardis, also the engineers department, etc., and our attorney as well. And they said that this is not any, it can't be enforced. It's null and void. It's not a true contract in current standing. Do you have something different that says yes, that contract from 1954 is current?
Well, let me say this to you. The 1954-1950 contract specifically is not, but the 1990-something is,
right.
Okay? And it goes on for every 3 years. It rolls
consecutively.
Over. Okay, unless somebody says, we don't want it, it continues to flow every 3 years, renews automatically. So we're under a contract that Mayor Leschetka and Dorothy Teeter, Leschetka for the city, Jim Joyce for the city, Commissioner Dorothy Teeter would have been party to and would have signed at that time, which is now binding on the city. And don't let anybody tell you that it's not.
Okay, because the county is saying it's not binding, because I was trying to want to get the county to go to bat with us.
When the new sewer engineer took office,
Stephen Renner,
an honorable gentleman, Al Bordelon had to go up there and said, do you know about any contracts? He says, I don't have any contracts. All my files have been taken away. I have no idea of anything because there's no files. There's no institutional record here. His office was stripped. I'll let you figure out what all that means.
See,
nothing for him to stand on.
So Al Bordelon went over to the city and obtained official signed documents, which said this comes out of this city record and this comes out of this city record, and handed this to Mr. Renner. Now, Mr. Renner looked at me and said, you're bad news. But that's how he learned about it, okay?
Because this is how we lost the casinos over the city water and sewer, mm-hmm. because they had to annex in order to get it. However, this piece of paper that I've currently got, I don't have it with me tonight, actually I might, could have prevented that.
All of that is true. Let me just say that there is, in fact, a contract. The problem is that the city is, and just speaking, let me just go on because maybe some people want to know. So what happened here, just for your audience purposes, is that some of us business people here in the Franklin Township, I don't live here, but I've been honored to work all of my life here since 86 in this township. So there are several businesses that, you know, are pretty fond of the township. So we volunteered to put our legislative resources at the disposal of the township in order to get some solution, to give some clout to the township. So I'm making a second report for those who are not here for the first report. And my second report is that Mr. Duffy is seeking our assistance. And he would like us to support whatever he's doing. And I have met today, as I promised you, Mr. Horn. I went up and talked to Ms. Coonsey, Senator Coonsey. And so I'm instructed to go talk to Mr. Duffy. And if the township wants to continue to, let's just say, have their hat in the ring, I'd be happy to do that. And what I think also, y'all trusted me a lot several months ago, okay? But I think it would probably be good to have all three trustees or someone representing the trustees besides myself meet with Mr. Duffy at a proper time, okay? I mean, I've been in the legislature for 30 years.
I think, I don't know if you met our newest trustee,
I've just met him tonight.
Okay. This is Ari Alex.
My pleasure.
And without throwing Ari under the bus, I think Ari might be a great person for that, because I know you know contacts. That's correct. Would you mind? Okay.
Yeah, we'd be glad. Yeah, that'd be good. We'll trade information. So anyway, if you would like, I would like to go up to see Mr. Duffy and let him know that that Franklin Township would like to continue supporting some kind of effort to get resolution to this fair. To make everybody understand this, I'm going to put it on a personal basis, okay? So I personally, okay, went to the county before Mr. Ritter was there, okay? Before 2004, okay? And I filed paperwork, and I said, gee, I'm in Franklin for Water Service District. I'm under this contract. I want water on Hart Road. I want water on Frank Road. I want water on Brown Road. I got water on Brown Road. I got water on Hart Road. I got water on Frank Road. Now, under the current administration, I have filed, because I want to do this so that Duffy would have an example. So we filed for water on Harmon Avenue on the same line that I got water earlier, many years ago, in the 90s, okay? And I've been turned down. And that's because, politically, they have some agenda which is other than to live up to their contract. That's the reason why Sharon, Perry, and the other Prairie banded together, and that's the reason why I came to you gentlemen and said, there's an effort to solve this. We're in the best position as a township because we have something that Prairie, Perry, and Sharon doesn't have. We actually have a bona fide contract. And they'll let anybody tell you if we don't.
Okay. I know I seeked out an attorney on my own a couple months ago and wanted to see a trial attorney to see about what it would cost to get this in court, share the information with him, and et cetera. And Ron O'Brien, he knows Ron O'Brien, and I guess they talked, and what it came out was Ron O'Brien would have to be the person on board with this to make this move.
If you were to do this as a township, okay, and
we would have to have Ron O'Brien.
You would want to do this as a through Ron O'Brien, okay, and I think that's the reason why. Ron O'Brien knows me personally, and I could put together, I mean, I already have all this documented anyway, okay? So, I personally filed about that much paper with the sitting city utilities administrator, and I put her on notice that she's got a contract, and she's ignored this. And Duffy knows this. He got a copy of that, okay? So, we have two places to go. We could have a group. Doesn't take much to sue, okay?
Right.
But we could have a citizens group. Four county citizens group sue. We could have four townships sue, okay? We do several things. I've had a top legal team look at this, and they have told me that we have a bona fide contract down here. The city just doesn't want to honor it. And they're just being a stonewalls. That's what's going on. So one of the things that Duffy would be benefited by is, and I already know the answer to this, so that's why I'm coming here tonight, because I think there's some new horizons for opportunity. I think personally, if a suit were filed, just the filing of it,
would make a difference.
It would make the difference. Mm-hmm. And the governor would not get involved.
I talked to Duffy about this, and I told him that I was looking at it on my personal, outside of the township, and to an attorney, et cetera. I think that, and this is me speaking as one trustee, that I'm for that. I'm for turning in the paperwork, because they don't want that turned in, the media get attention of it, and then you look at the facts. As long as no one does nothing, the city is going to do nothing.
You couldn't have said it better.
That's right.
If you don't force their hand, and the minute that you know, just give you an example. We have paperwork here that I wanted to sue over the sewers. The back room was full of people. We must have had 20 people from the county immediately, because they didn't want that going out. And as soon as you do file that paperwork, then immediately they want to take care of it. It's sad that it has to come to that point.
That's where it is.
But going forward, I'm going to say, I know as this trustee, you have our support, what we need to do. If we need to come together as the four kings, or whatever you want to call it, of horsemen, I mean, by all means, we can look at sharing the same cost to get it started. As you said, the cost of getting a suit, it's $250 to file the suit. The cost of the attorney, that's just to file the paperwork. But you have the attorneys and stuff. You're right. It's very immaterial what the cost is. And if four different townships are helping to share that cost, I think that this would the benefits would be great.
And I think it's going to, I think in order to get the shock value, it probably wants to be a class action suit by all the citizens of all those four townships.
Right.
And I think we need a damage of about, pick a number, $300 million. And that gets everybody excited up there, because few Dorians go. And they're not going to like to write a check.
No.
And unfortunately, that's what you're going to have to do. Okay?
And Hugh Dorian had some good pull, because he would have looked at it and said, settle this.
Hugh Dorian would have said, exactly. Hugh Dorian was, I've already talked with Hugh, but he was leaving.
Yeah.
And I think that what Duffy wants is, what I'd like to do is probably by Tuesday of next week, get up to see Duffy and let him know that you have an interest. Then let's get a delegation together, which might be the you
Your new trustee,
that your new test, whatever the situation is, let's get him involved. Whoever needs to get involved gets involved. And I think when Duffy sees that the cavalry's coming, I think that's going to change the ballgame. I think the time is right.
I thank you so much for coming in, because as a lot of these people know, I've been fighting this for 2 years and going on and on and on.
Well, the county's going to build a morgue down here. They're going to annex that ground into the city.
Yeah.
And that's just a personal thing that the county wants to do. I really believe that.
I'm not a citizen. I'm not a township resident. But having earned my living since 86 in this township, I think that is a sad, wrong thing. I think that we should, I probably shouldn't keep my mouth shut, but I bet you know what I really think. I think you should have a long, hard talk with the, and let's just make that part of our deal. Because you guys are going to lose a big tax base, and you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
How many times do you need to be stepped on?
Right.
I thank you, Mr. Cook.
Well, that particular property, we didn't get any
big
tax loss.
No tax loss.
Well, that's the point, okay?
And this has taken away a potential taxes that we would have, because once the property's gone, it's gone.
It's gone.
A one-way street. You can annex out, but you can't annex back in.
Exactly right.
Once they build the morgue there, they don't need that large property, so they will end up putting a street down through there, and they'll develop it and sell off property to other businesses as well.
Well, the reason they're annexing into Columbus is for the payroll tax base. It's purely it, you know, the income tax.
And that's not right.
Where does that leave you from a standpoint of property tax?
Exactly.
Right.
But I don't know, frankly, speaking of that piece of property, if it ever really derived any total benefit out of it anyway, because it's owned, you know, after the school district owned it anyway. And, of course, as everybody knows, the school district taketh away, but they don't give anything in return, really.
We paid for the school for how many years?
You pay your school taxes all your life.
Right, I understand. So the school just was the administrator of the monies. It was the ground, the school, the upkeep, and everything was off the back of all the residents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, with your permission, I will communicate with Mr. Duffy, and I'll get this new trustee, designated, elect, involved, and then I'm going to suggest that we all think in terms of you probably want to come up there. You'll probably want to see your faces.
Sure.
And I will not promise, as I've told you before, I do not promise. What I mean by that is I don't promise what you're going to do, but I can hopefully promise that you will come up and talk to him.
Yes.
That I can do. Mike Duffy, is he currently pursuing this?
He is, and he's frustrated, and Mr. Duffy is, I'm a professional safecracker,
right.
Okay? The FBI, I was sitting in the Oklahoma federal building in Oklahoma City, the one that they blew up,
right.
And they had an FBI person there. This was in the 60s. I've been around for 400 years. And the debate that we were having, because I was in the military, but I worked with the CIA and the FBI. The debate was that whether a single individual could get into Fort Knox. And I said they could. And they bet me that I couldn't. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get out. That wasn't the bet.
Yeah, the bet was the bet.
If you're going to get into the World Trade Center, like the blind sheep did.
Yep.
You don't care about getting out.
Nope.
And they didn't understand that in 1965 mm-hmm. and 3 and things like this.
Yep.
It's getting in that's important. So Duffy is not a safecracker. He's an honest man.
Yep.
So he doesn't know how to shave cards.
No.
And as a result of that, he needs help. needs more troops.
Yeah, well, I've heard good things. I've certainly heard good compliments about
him. He's a good, honest man.
Yeah, he's from up in the Worthington area there.
Yes, sir, yes. So I'll be calling y'all here in days ahead.
Okay, we'll keep in touch, and now we thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for the privilege.
Okay.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
That was a breath of fresh air.
Well, yeah, I was going to say.
Especially after everything I've been through with that.
That's right, John. Good work. Good job, John.
Okay, let's see, new business.
Mr. Horn, can I get your signature on this one? This is one of the last ones.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is that the gentleman that, who's the gentleman that just came in that blue?
Dan Sheeran.
Is he?
He's taken most of these.
What is that?
Thank you.
We'll get copies, Lisa.
I don't know what that is, so I'm.
Marijuana.
Oh, yeah,
that's
file.
Okay, new business here. I guess probably by now most folks know that our new elected trustee is Ari Alex. Is he? He was back there with the...
I think he stepped out with that gentleman.
You want to say hi? I think maybe most people have met you by now, Ari Alex.
Just in case there's one person that you may have not talked to.
Hi, everyone.
And he'll be taking office the first of the year, so the reason I'm saying this now, we got this thing that says emails, township employees from Ari Alex, so I assume that's probably where you're trying to get maybe to meet all the department heads.
Well, that would be me, if I may, sir.
Okay.
I want to make a resolution that any employee that we have and we correspond through will be using a township email instead of using a Hotmail, Gmail, or et cetera. So we need to all be on the same server and using emails. Well, it is, but you know what I mean. We need to use what is the township has and not be using a second additional server out there. So I'm making a motion. I'd like to make a resolution that we, all employees' correspondence must be with a township email that's giving through our service.
Do we have a second?
Okay. Let me understand this now. You want all employees on... the township server, period.
Well, for emails, like what Lisa does, is, I am, you are.
What does this have to do with Mr. Alex?
Well, Alex is going to be getting a, right now, if Alex wanted to, he could just use peanutbutter.com if he wanted to correspond back and forth or and et cetera. But we need to not be like Hillary Clinton and
I'm just trying to, it says here,
employee Ari Alex email. We need to give him.
No, I understand. And that's first of the year. We will set him up.
Right. But what I'm trying to say is, right now we need. If there's no protocol that anyone could use, and out. If Jim wanted to, Jim could make his own. So what I am saying, we need to stay in house.
Okay. So this is just purely all burning people.
Right.
Staff. Yeah.
So when we get emails back and forth, it's from our server, from our emails.
Yeah.
And then that way, if there's an issue or something, our IT guy can go in. It's just like with.
Well, yeah. No, I have no problem with that. I'd
say that. Do you want to second that motion?
Maybe? I just.
She's asking
a
for
second?
A second.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say here, I guess.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yeah.
No? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, Alex had asked, for the authorization, just to go ahead, which I appreciate him doing, really, and trying to have a meeting with the department heads and employees, ahead of time. I guess at his leisure or calling, setting up a time to stop by and see each and every one, and I think that's good if you want to go ahead and do that. So I guess we'd I'd like to have a motion that says it's okay for him to go ahead and meet with the department heads. I don't know if we can technically do that until you get your certification, really, sorry. Well, it's not necessarily so much sworn in as the state, get, you know, when the, his certification comes from the state of Ohio, the Secretary of State actually sends. And that is your official certification there.
I think that's more, we're extending courtesy to Mr. Alex in order to be able to hit the ground running. I don't think there's any rules or regulations that we would be breaking. Again, I just think that would be a courtesy, and I would second that motion.
Well, frankly, I think he should have his certifications within a couple of weeks, I would imagine. And rather than making a motion and going ahead and putting it through, I'm not sure.
Okay.
He just wants to meet with our department heads one-on-one?
Right, right.
Why does he have to have a motion? You don't have
to. I don't think you really need a motion or probably anything else.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and talk to him if you want, I guess.
Let's just make it a let's just go ahead and run it across the table, make it a motion so that it's, you know, it's better to have too much than not enough.
Well, probably.
And then at least we can vote on it and say, well, they were agreed to it.
Okay.
So there's a motion on the floor.
Did you motion it?
Yeah. He motioned it.
Yeah, to let him, you know, give him, I guess, the authorization to go ahead and contact, you know, the department heads or employees if to have a conversation with them prior to taking off.
Like a meet and greet.
Do you second?
I second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have anything you wanted to say real quickly there, Ari?
He's not. Yes.
Oh, you're going to wait? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Alrighty, let's go on down then the resolutions here. Mr. Fleshman, do you want to get that?
Sure. Resolution 17355. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves bills in the amount of $298,535.35 and payroll in the amount of $122,055.02 from check number 44630 to check number 44770.
For the second?
Oh, second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Resolution 17-329, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to pay Finley for the engine 193 pump rebuild and TIC glass in the amount of $9,616.94.
What was the TIC glass?
The repair of the thermal imaging camera.
The what now?
The thermal imaging camera.
Okay. They had nothing to do with this repair, though.
No,
the two were
a combined bill.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
No.
Resolution 17-330, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to pay PST for recurring services for the fire department in the amount of $61,741.48.
That is a contract service. That's an EMS billing service. That doesn't need to really be a resolution or anything.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting slipped in there.
That's a second.
And there's no need for a
is
resolution.
Is that the $2,000 one?
No, there's two of them, too, for that.
That doesn't need to be a resolution?
No, that's a contracted service. Okay. Where do you have a resolution to be with them?
Okay, so we may want to
reuse
that. Okay.
It falls under the resolution 17-005. It's a reoccurring bill.
No, recurring. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, resolution 17-331, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to pay Ohio Cat for engine 192 preventative maintenance, brakes, primer pump, and plugs in the amount of $68,36.24.
Wait a second.
On that, on the plugs, now being a diesel, they don't take plugs.
I have no idea how the plugs got put in there.
So I was just wondering.
That was a complete brake rebuild for the rear end.
That's okay. Okay, no worries. I'll second it.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah. 17-332, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to transfer funds from the general fund to the road department to reimburse the House Bill 50 in the amount of $31,782.18.
Do
you have
a second?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
And for what that, for so everyone knows, that's monies that Jim has on the books, but he has not collected. When he gets his money back from the county, the general fund will be paid back on that. So just wanted to make sure everyone's aware of that. 17-333, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to pay All-American for preventative maintenance work done to Medic 193 in the amount of $1,292.06.
Do you have a second?
I'll second that. Is this the new Medic?
That was two older international Medics. They came out and did two at once.
Okay.
Do you second?
I second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
17-334.
That one doesn't, it's in a reoccurring same one.
I'm sorry.
That was the same as the
it doesn't need a resolution.
It doesn't need resolution.
Oh, okay,
sorry.
Reoccurring. Okay.
So we still can put these two resolution numbers back in?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, 334 is a reoccurring, yes, but okay. Okay. 17-353. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to hire Alexander Markham as a firefighter effective November the 15th, 2017.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Resolution 17-354. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to hire Norman Baldwin from a part-time police officer to full-time.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Jim, before I run all these through, is everybody good? With the,
I've only heard nothing but positive about the whole.
Okay. I've heard.
Cause I know we talked about it here, in which I was going to address it when you let me.
Okay. Well, we've got the resolution, so I guess we'll go ahead with them, and if there's any adversity, we can always resend or pull one of the. Because those are we have those on all on.
Individual.
Different resolution.
Yeah, that's the reason why we did that way, just in case something was to happen.
Okay.
You know, what we needed to be.
Okay, well, let's go ahead then.
I didn't put them on there, sir. You told me, so you have to read them from there.
Read them off
the sheet. Yeah, I've got them here.
Okay.
Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves stop signs. Let's see that. Eastbound Little Avenue at Forest Drive, that'd be resolution 17-335. Okay. Little Avenue and Shady Lane, that'd be 17-336. Westbound Little Avenue at Shady Lane would be 17-337. Westbound Little Avenue at Forest Drive would be 17-338. Eastbound Bell Meet at Forest would be 17339. Eastbound Bell Meet at Shady Lane would be 17-340. Any westbound Bell Meet at Shady Lane would be 17341. Westbound Bell Meet at Forest Drive would be 17-342. Eastbound Lennett at Shady Lane would be 17-343. Eastbound Lennett at Roland would be 17-344. Westbound Lennett at Roland would be 17-345. Westbound Lennett at Shady Lane would be 17-346. Eastbound Laurel at Forest would be 17-347. Eastbound Laurel at Roland Drive would be 17-348. Westbound Laurel at Roland Drive would be 17-349. Westbound Laurel at Forest would be 17-350. Eastbound Rosemont at Roland would be 17-351. Westbound Rosemont at Roland would be 17-352. Oh, thank you. I think I got them all right there.
I'll second that. Right. Wait a minute, can you reread that again for me?
Thank you.
John?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Don?
Okay. Next up are the department heads. Mr. Stevens, I guess you're up first.
Well, you just did all my work.
Well, I've already done all your work that I've got. I didn't know they had it up here either, so.
No. And what that was, what Mr. Horn just finished, what he just finished reading, we've been talking about this the last couple of meetings about installing stop signs down in the Triangle area. Mm-hmm. People were using the roads that go eastbound, westbound, from Brown Road, Harrisburg Pike as highways. So what we've decided to do, just like the majority, I'm kind of following suit, like over in Prairie Township and a lot of other townships and developments where you have situations like that, to break that speed up, you install the stop signs. So then they have to stop and start instead of just barreling through. So we've decided to add all these stop signs down through there. I know it may upset some people, but once they get used to it, I don't know. Everybody that I've talked to in this area welcomes it, because they're just tired of seeing people drive 60 mile an hour.
Especially the trade-off. You know, everyone that I've talked to, the trade-off was, I'll stop, I'll put up with that, versus being worried about kids or pets being close to the road.
You know, we've had situations, and you know, since I've been on board, you know, over 9 years, even with Mr. Cook also, that we've had to go out and install, you know, blind children at play, you know, signs, because we got a lot of people that are worried because of the speed in that area, and other signs too. So let's just hope that, you know, that this does help and work. That's a lot of signs to put up, so the guys will be happy about that. The only other thing that I have, with the resolutions that we've passed to do the demolition on the three houses that myself and our department, my department, tore down the first of the year, when we passed a resolution to go ahead and put those charges on their property taxes, which is the way that it was all set up in the beginning. How this is done is primarily the same way the House Bill 50 is done. Since the township, we are putting this on the property taxes, and we will recoup it that way. All of our costs, our manpower and our equipment, for these three houses was done primarily the same way House Bill 50 is done. So I have put together a breakdown on what these three houses were based on what our payroll and just our equipment. The two pieces of equipment that we had rented to take the houses down, being the track hoe and the dozer, is not on this, because that's something we wouldn't be, because that's not equipment that we had.
Okay.
So this is, and I wish I'd have made everybody copies of it, but you're more welcome to look at it.
And then I scribbled out a line of where I wanted to put those funds, and then I rewrote it, and then I scribbled that out and rewrote it again, so.
I know, using.
Yeah.
I was waiting.
Put it in the original one, because that was that.
So are we taking this from the general fund to pay you, or are we waiting?
Yeah, it's a reimbursement.
When it was all set up, it was set up the same way like the House Bill 50 would be.
Is that in that $31,000, or is that separate?
That's different.
That's House Bill 50, was that, this is separate, this is completely separate. What this did, and the total cost on that, but the total cost that we had for these three houses, back in the beginning when we were pricing, having Colvin and other people come in and tear these houses down, what we were able to do it for in-house with our department was for a third of what it was going to cost to have an outside contractor come in and do it. So we were actually able to save the township quite a bit of upfront money, you know, to do this by doing it ourselves. So that's what I got. I got another copy of anybody.
Okay. So. She's going to need the map for the resolution.
Yeah. But that was.
And I'll take that one.
That's the breakdown off of all of our sheets where we tracked all of our time, our equipment time.
The amount.
Yeah.
From the general fund to this 2031 Road and Ridge.
Anybody have any questions on that?
Do you need a resolution?
Well,
yeah.
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 Okay. She'll have to have that.
Can you use one of those if we
ask her which one we skipped.
Yeah, the very first one. I've got it right here. Okay. You want me to make the resolution, sir?
17.
I'd like to make a resolution 17330. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board grants...
To
total transfer of $21,932.22 from the general fund back over to...
Permissive motor vehicle license, which is 2231.
Okay.
Disregard to scratch out, rewrite,
sure.
Scratch out. There was a reason for that.
Easy. Road department and bridge.
Do I have a second?
Oh, sorry. That's permissive, is that what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
One of the
Did you have the resolution put along the property taxes yet?
That's what Jess and I are working on. I started working on that today, putting all that together. The cost that I did not have that we have to get from the paperwork that Melissa had was for the dumpsters, for the actual disposal of. That all has to go in with the other big sheet like I put together for House Bill 50. So as soon as I get that from Jess tomorrow, then I'll have that finished up. And we'll have those three ready to go too.
Yeah, just use one of your other, the one that skipped over to that.
Like I said, the cost we saved, we were looking at anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 per property to have these houses torn down. And that is what it ended up actually just costing the township was $21,000 to tear three houses down by us doing it ourselves.
Saved a lot of money.
Yeah. Jim will do it. Here comes Jim.
We had fun doing it, actually. It was a lot of fun tearing things apart.
Yeah.
We get to do that very often.
Any questions for the road department?
I was watching on the news tonight, Jim. They're Columbus, everybody got salt in. And I remember last year you had paid somebody to store some salt and everything. But I know you're doing your job, but I'm just curious where they stand.
We had a quarterly communication meeting here the other day, and I brought it to the board's attention. I have got 75 ton of salt in storage right now with Cargill. We paid, I forget exactly what the amount was, it was almost $900 to have them store it from last year's overload. We're not the only ones in that boat, and I've reached out to everybody I can to see whether or not they have room in their salt storage to be able to store it. We actually have until December 30th to take delivery of that 75 ton of salt. Now we're in contract again for, I forget exactly, I don't know whether or not, I think it was 150 ton going into next year with OGA. We had to do that anyhow. Have until December 31st to take delivery of that 75 ton of salt if we don't take delivery by December 31st. They will start charging us $12 per ton per month to store it, so it's going to end up being almost $900 a month if we don't take delivery. So this is one time that I'm kind of hoping that it snows
I saw snowflakes today.
I'm kind of hoping now, if one thing that we can do is preventive measures a little bit, if we know we got snow coming, we might be able to go out and instead of using brine, we can put salt down and let them run over it and crush it and be ready.
I was just curious. I remembered it from my years old one.
Oh, it's no, I appreciate that, Mike. It's just one of these things that we're in a situation where a lot of people, the majority of all the entities are all in the same boat.
Well, I actually thought it was a good thing when I asked the question last year, meaning you wouldn't have to spend that money on salt last year, but it ends up being, you get slapped on the back.
You know, it's one of these things where you go back 4 years ago. I went into contract for 225 tons of salt with ODOT, and we ended up using 545 tons of salt. We had to go into two different contracts with them, but 2 years after that, we ran it real close, so you kind of run the gauntlet going into this year on, we know we've got 75 ton in storage, so the amount that I went into contract with ODOT was a lot less, knowing that we've got a little bit here. So you're praying that you don't get into 4 years ago this year, but you hope that you can use it, and that's why I'm hoping we get some snow by the 31st, because I hate to get into a situation where we had to start paying. And I hope that answered your question.
No, it did.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just hope we don't get into a situation where we have to start paying to store this salt. If you'd like for me to put some in your driveway, I'll be more than happy.
Kill grass.
Can we fill potholes with salt?
We've thought about that. I mean, we may end up using it, and I mean this literally, just because of the situation we're in. We may end up doing a little bit of, where we go out and we do brine, we may end up doing a little bit of what we see the county do, and that's kind of like salt driveways.
Yeah, pre-salt.
Yeah,
Jim, I had just quickly here. I had some questions. We have some sort of filler to fill up a few potholes with, some holes, I should say.
We have been. I mean, we do. You guys just now would have signed off on more gold patch. I mean, we're trying to keep up with that as much as we can. It's something we try to do at least once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're getting the locations.
Yeah, this is in regards to the thing we talked about this morning.
It's a never-ending battle, and then going into the winter, it even just gets worse.
Okay.
Anybody else?
So, well, I guess just to finish that up a little bit. Can we fill the holes? I need to call a couple of them guys back and ask me. That's reading the one.
Yeah, you feel free to give them my number too, and I can explain it to them. Right now, we're in the middle of leaf season.
Right.
And when we get into leaf season, things kind of get a little bit backed up.
Right.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Jim, okay. You can do
that. And
leaf season's later this year too.
We'll probably. But one thing that I'm hoping. Well, here I am hoping for snow.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I'm hoping it doesn't snow.
Yeah.
Because if it does snow, I have to take the leaf boxes out of the trucks, put salt spreaders on,
plows on.
Yeah. So that's like a 6-hour process altogether.
Yeah. When is the last day you're picking up leaves, or you plan on picking up leaves? I thought it was December 1st. Am I correct on that?
It was supposed to be the first week in December, which is normally what we end up doing. We usually do it through the month of November, going into December. But since it is such a late leaf season, I venture to say we'll still be picking up leaves at Christmas. Well, what we end up doing is we're doing the best we can.
Blower, and here they come.
Get caught up.
He said it was perfect.
What we may end up having to do is, if we know we got inclement weather coming in, I'll tear one truck down and just leave one truck set up for leaves and pray.
There's definitely plenty of leaves left on the trees yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they need to come down. Hopefully, it's going to get cold and rain, windy.
They start blowing here.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Chief Welch or Adams?
I don't have much.
Okay, good. Don't be pestering me tonight again.
Talk fast. Skip health insurance.
He looks a little.
Talk about health insurance?
You look a little.
You've already hired out.
I will say that little insurance girl got you looking a little frazzled tonight, there, eh?
She's very good. A lot of agencies and entities are going with her.
Yeah.
And she's on it.
Yeah, I like her. I think she's cool.
You go, Ralph.
On the next news, we had a, you guys already passed a resolution to hire Alexander Markham, effective 11/15. I would like to request for a motion to accept firefighter Jonathan Ball's resignation.
What's his name?
Jonathan Ball.
Is he the one going to the city?
Yes.
So if we say no, then he has to stay.
I think so. I've already thrown his paper away twice.
I'll make a motion.
Effective December 17th at 7 a.m.
Effective December 17th?
Correct.
Yeah. So the resolution would be, we make a...
You're going to use this
one? Make a resolution to...
You need a resolution or you want a motion?
A motion would be fine.
A motion to accept the resignation of, what's his name again?
Mr. Jonathan Ball.
Jonathan Ball. Effective 12/17.
It's 7 a.m.
Except Jonathan
Ball. Was that the date, Jim?
12/17 is 7 a.m. 12/17,
yeah. 7. Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Secondly, our thermal imaging camera on engine 193 has broke. It's approximately 6 to 7 years old. It's technology. It just runs through and runs through. What I'd like to propose to the board is we just go ahead and do away with that thermal imaging camera, buy another one for the amount of $5,650. But if we give them our old one, our broken one, they'll give us...
$5,500?
I'm sorry?
$5,500?
$5,650.
It's like one of my cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll give us a $1,500 trade-in value if we
get
one.
Let me ask you this. You said it broke. Did it break on the job? Is that insurance?
Just over normal use.
I didn't know if it broke.
Yeah, we actually sent it out to the manufacturer, and they wanted to fix it. And it was going to be cost ineffective to fix it. So they wanted us to sell it for a refund.
The $1,500, would that come off of the $56, or that's with the $1,500?
Well, we'd write a check for $5,650, and they would cut the discount $1,500. I guess, yeah, you would minus that amount, but
okay.
I'd feel better with the resolution of $56.50.
Yes.
Okay, so...
You're going to use this number on the resolution?
Yeah, resolution 17334, yeah. Okay. We'll make a resolution number 17334. That's the one we didn't use.
Purchase.
Purchase
a new.
For $5,650 for the fire department for.
Imaging.
What are the.
Thermal imaging camera.
Thermal imaging camera,
yeah.
Okay.
With the trade-in of...
Yeah, with the trade-in of $1,500.
Sensor?
Yeah. And
that's for a second on that.
I'll second that.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
We got good news. You're up.
You
mean
me?
Yeah, I'm going to order it tomorrow and
okay.
No invoices.
Okay.
I appreciate you putting me on the I wasn't on the agenda, but I got some good news. I've been working on this for about 8 months with the county EMA. As you know, we have all the foam equipment. We've been looking for a vehicle to tow that giant trailer that was donated to us.
Yeah.
I just received word from the county EMA yesterday that I am going to receive a 2011 Ford 750. For free.
Wow. A Ford?
750.
Good truck. F-750,
yeah.
Really?
It was purchased in 2011 for $78,000.
Oh.
It has 4,000 miles on it.
What?
Wow.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, take him car shopping.
I know, we got it.
Also, with that, we will be receiving a 30-foot trailer with a 5K generator on it. That I'm going to try and repurpose for our foam equipment now.
That'd be great.
And if we are unable to utilize that trailer due to its... It has a triple axle and I don't have the weight on it yet.
Right.
If I'm able to utilize that trailer for our current foam equipment, we'll use it. If not, I've already spoke with our oil co-op people and they would take possession of that. So it would be
Right.
We'll just transfer it back out.
Right.
The other beauty part of this is Norwich Township currently has these vehicles, and they called Pete Griggs for us, so on their dime, they have all the wording for the transfers. Mm-hmm. So I'm requesting a motion, and I have it down here. This is from Pete Griggs. The motion, we need to accept the transfer of a 2011 Ford 750 and trailer from Norwich Township, because it's technically from there, and to further authorize the fire chief to execute any and all documents that he deems necessary to complete the transfer of said assets.
So you want that in the form of...
He says a motion.
Motion, okay.
Resolution.
But okay. I'll second that
if
motion.
If you want to make it a resolution.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
So why are they getting rid of it with the...
So I've been working on this for about 8 months. It's a decon trailer, and actually that trailer is a shower trailer.
Gotcha.
For if there's a giant hazardous... No, I have a copy if you need that. It's made for decon for the county. It's never been used. Where we have used our phone equipment, obviously, multiple times. So speaking with Jeff Young, who's the director of the EMA, Chief O'Connor, City of Columbus, Chief Warren accepted the decon trailer in 2005, and they've never used it. And they got a new truck for it in 2011.
And you said how many miles? 11?
4,000.
4,000 miles.
Of course. Wow. It's not even broken yet.
It's not even had its first oil change.
No. It probably hasn't.
That is awesome.
And they just put $10,000 in new tires on the trailer because they were dry rotting.
Did they?
Like a month ago.
Wow. That's amazing.
So anyways, total price, it's about $160,000 worth of equipment. So once I get, they have a township meeting on Tuesday. Once they pass a resolution to transfer the asset, then we'll call the tarmac and have a place on our insurance, if that's acceptable to the board.
I would say you earn your keep.
I would say.
Also, secondly, I got another grant from the oil company on our back porch. I need another nozzle for an engine, and I went to them and requested money, and they gave it to me. So I got about $3,000 to buy a nozzle for the engine down here. We should receive that check here in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Super.
So,
do you know Chris Kringle?
I mean, yeah, he's
can you request
kids.
Some?
Yeah, I wish he'd buy my kids some presents. Anything for me?
Got a question?
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure to who I'm going to ask. This is the reason I stayed tonight. I've only been coming a year, I'd say. And this past election was my first true election, so I'm curious about a couple of things. So I wanted to ask it tonight.
Okay.
Curious about the firefighters going out and actively on Sunday campaigning for people to be elected. And I was told I didn't see it, so that's, I'm asking the question, was there fire equipment out?
Absolutely not. We will never allow our people on duty to do that. Our guys check the hydrants on Sundays. And we got this phone call from a resident. And I assured her that we are check our fire hydrants every Sunday. That's what we do. In the summer, we check them. We cut the weeds around them. And in the winter, we drain them and dip them every Sunday.
Oh, so your
that was the same day. Yes, our firemen were out campaigning, okay. And they were all off duty.
So the fire
trucks that you saw were had nothing to do with the campaign.
And just so you know, that's why I'm asking the questions that I'm asking. Because I'm tired of being told stuff.
You're right.
And so that's why, don't get upset if I
we'll
ask
never,
a question.
Ever do that on
duty. I've never heard of that before, but I'm not saying that it couldn't happen because this is the first time that I've actually been involved and cared enough to follow up and be involved in everything. And so unless I ask a question, I don't know the true answer. That's
right.
Why I'm asking.
Absolutely.
I think it's wise to be able to get come here.
Right.
I honor that you come here and you ask these questions. Versus you passing on something that may be misinformation.
Well, I feel like I told
so at least you can
the
get the answers.
You and I had.
Yeah.
I felt like I'd been led down that path before.
You're right.
And I don't plan on letting it happen again. But there's not any question that I'm not going to ask.
Sure.
If I have a question, I'm going to ask.
Sure.
It.
Nothing I won't answer.
I had two calls regarding that same thing, Mike. You know that is the. I come to find out from, oh, I wasn't sure either, but I asked the chief about it, and he said that is their hydrant day is Sunday. So that's what that was all about. Thanks for bringing that to the attention. I did have a couple of calls. I didn't know for sure what
your $3,000 grant came from.
Marathon.
Okay, let's see. Is there anything else? Good. Anything else for the fire department before he goes, or? Okay, where's Chief Smith? Tell him we still got things to do, I guess, here.
Sorry, it's
quick,
taking
a minute.
You already got your coat on, ready to go.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you, sir. He's going to be short.
in there, and I just...
Thank you so much.
Is it going to be short? Is that why you got your coat on?
Yep.
I never should have gone.
That's so you can run.
Okay, first thing I would like is a resolution. Well, I believe I said this in a past meeting. Eric Ratliff is going to go to the city of Columbus. His last day will probably be the 4th of December. He may work an extra week. We're not sure yet. So what I would like to do is take one of our part-time officers, Norman Baldwin, and get a resolution to switch him over full-time.
It's already been approved. Yeah.
Oh.
Already done.
Well, I just say Norman.
Gotcha.
All right, check.
Are they going to do the motion to accept his resignation for December 2nd?
I have to read it, and he didn't give it to me today.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay, so we'll wait.
So, yeah, we will have to do that.
Extra control.
The block watches mainly, we've had several discussions about drug houses, speeders, such things. The drug houses, it requires extra bodies. I mean, we're doing as much as we can with what we have. The idea of putting out extra patrols came up. We can do that. To do that, I would have to post overtime. So if we posted that for, say, I don't know, 2 days a week, and I don't know, it's voluntary, so it may or may not get filled. I would ask the board if they can refund that money from the general fund, because...
Do you have an idea of cost for this?
The overtime rate... Stand by.
Let's just say, I'm just curious if we did it for the month.
No, I did. I just filled another paper.
To give you an example, as you know, I mean, these drug houses are getting out of hand. With the shooting last night there in front of Grandma's, drug-related in the township. So if we do this, where we have officers come in on special duty, they're not taking runs, they're just working the drug houses.
Correct.
Okay.
Two officers, 16 hours at an overtime rate is $462.
So we're talking for a week or 2 weeks?
That's for 1 day.
For 1 day. So what is your potential? Do you want to do this like 1 day a week for 4 weeks?
Well,
that's $1,600.
That's entirely up to, it all depends on how much money we're willing to spend.
What I would like to see, and this is me, is to take the whole month, the $1,600. I mean, it's just getting to the point when at the end of your, you're out in front of Grandma's.
Right.
And you got people drive-by shootings now because of the drug houses that are there. Anything that we can do to combat this, even as if we do where we've been arresting people as they're leaving, well, we pull people over for traffic stops, find drugs, they go to jail, that's one less person coming back to that property.
Right.
And if we can work these, some of these, I think that would be good, but that's, of course, up to the board to continue.
So would I post it 1 day, or
would I post it 2 days? I would like to see 1 day a week.
Okay.
And, you know, you can alternate it. I don't want it to be out there what day of the week that's going to be.
Right.
But I would like to take the full month going into the first of the year and try to hit this as hard as we can.
Okay.
If it shows a great difference than twice.
For $1,600 to keep our residents safe.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, $462, so you're looking at just under $2,000.
So even if we say, let's just round it off to $2,000, just because I don't want to be a penny over or a dollar over, and then you're stuck. Because
what I could do is I could just submit.
So it's $400 a week for one officer.
$462, that's for two officers.
Oh, two
they
officers.
They would be working in conjunction to do this.
Hit it hard.
What I can do, because
that's
based on an officer that's already topped out.
Right.
That's going to change depending on who the officer is that works.
Right.
So what I could do is, at the end of the 30 days, is we'll keep a tally and say, well, this is what it cost.
Right. Right. And then come back.
And then
If we would hit it hard and have twice a week, that first month is really going to put a damper on those drug users. And then go down to maybe once a week. Would that be better, to hit it hard twice a week?
Do we have the manpower to be able to do
that? Well, we have the manpower. The only issue is we have so many people in training. And this is all additional to what they're already working. We can start it at one day. If it's really productive, we can do it the two, pending
yeah.
people. By the first of the year, we'll have more people out of training, more people that can work it.
That's a good idea, Lisa.
Yeah. Hit them hard.
So,
where it hurts. They can't get the rubs.
So you need
a resolution for reimbursement, I guess. Is what it would be.
So that would be two officers. This over
that would cover two officers for 1 8-hour shift.
So nice. let me, if I may, sir.
Okay.
If I'd like to make a resolution, the number, etc., that we would extend $2,000 for overtime for the police to use as the chief's discretion on twice a week, based upon his schedule, or once a week for the month.
Okay.
Once the 2,000 has expanded, exalted itself,
right.
We will then revisit how successful, or do we do it again?
Okay,
that sounds good.
And those officers would be dedicated to
strictly
drug enforcement.
To those drug
right, they'll get a list of areas that we want to work for that day, and they'll focus on them depending on how busy the area is.
We'll do an undercover car.
Right.
Yeah,
that will be part of it. Some of the depending on how many people we have.
Okay. Right.
You know, and it will use other manpower that we already have on the street if we have enough people.
Okay.
So you're going to get.
I wish the other guy, is the other sheriff guy already gone? I wish he was here because I didn't know. Can we see if we can correspond something with them?
Yeah.
And you know, maybe we can work as a team.
They can help us out.
And then you'll write me up a bill and. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no transfer of any monies.
Okay. What pay grade is he starting out at?
It'll be the same as the last ones at B. I'll have to look
B?
It up. Yeah.
Okay, then let me know.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Okay, now, what did we...
We have $2,000. He can use it at his discretion if we're going to do it twice a week.
For a 30-day period, then.
Right,
is what we're
right.
Okay.
Yeah. And he'll write up something for me.
I think we need to take a look too, maybe as you near Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Is
well, we like to put out extra cars there. Around the holidays
exactly.
too.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we're gonna.
So,
yeah. Let's see if we can hammer some of those drugs out.
1735. 358.
Okay.
And Byron, just a suggestion to you. Get with your. The folks at the county, your county people,
mm-hmm.
and let them know what you're trying to do and see if they can.
No, we've talked about it.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to see too
okay. Yeah, he's Deputy Ronk's pretty good to work with, so
is he? Okay.
we're on the same page.
Tell him we're going to try to hammer it a little bit there, okay?
Right,
okay.
Right. I think the El Paso house is already a little moving.
Right now, some hard, yeah.
Did Robin mention to you that now they're going to, yeah. So if we can catch him delivering, that would be great. Then that takes care of the problem because he's going to go away for a while.
Right. Potentially.
Okay. What else you got?
Update on the White House. Sergeant Moore and one of our newest trainees have been very instrumental in moving a lot of the stuff in here over to the duty room. We're working on getting stuff out of the conference room. I guess I just wanted to briefly put on paper what changes we were going to make in here, just so Jim and I both are clear, you know, what, unless you guys already talked about it when I was sleeping.
Like I told you this morning, I have no clue.
Okay. So I just wanted to get everything on paper. So
I think a lot of it as far as is going to be Lisa. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get with you. Yes.
She'll have her
and we'll talk about it. My people get with your people, which is me and you.
We're doing a wall.
Let me put that on my list of
Well, Jim also came up with a thing. You know, if we can't technically do a wall, depending upon what the getting a permit, we can do a buffer where you're not going all the way up, so it's a divider. As long as you don't take it to the ceiling and you have airflow or whatever, it's still quiet when she's talking on the phone and someone's over here. So that would just be a divider versus a wall. So whatever way works with making us in compliant.
Right. That's a good idea. And Jim, being the woodworker he is, could even put up nice lattice.
Yeah, put flowers up across
the... Oh, yeah, shelf with lattice. And we can put vines on it.
Jim can do it.
You're so kind.
Other than that, I think Jim is taking care of getting the solid doors.
If we can also get with, what's his name comes in to do the wiring, if we can have him go ahead and get the wiring set up in there. If he's in here doing Rogers.
I talked to him briefly today to make sure the internet was working.
Well, also for the UAN, because we have to have the UAN.
Right.
Right.
And I guess two more, he needs to find two more, a phone for downstairs. I guess the old phones are not compatible with that system or something.
No, they're not.
Our phones won't work over there.
Just the phones that are upstairs are the ones that work.
And that was it. There's
and that's
no more.
It. So he has to bring...
It's not a bad thing, just get less calls.
Yeah.
Well, that is true. We just need tons of call out only.
Yeah.
Tough one, right? Slow day.
Other than that, it's moving along. I don't know, do we want to talk about the parking lot or no?
Jim, what I wanted to find out is if we could, beside the garage, just go back, put gravel down or whatever we can do, what we're allowed to do, and maybe make an area behind the garage if that, I'm not sure how far back that septic system or where it's located. I guess a lot of this, we can't really talk about it until you take a look and see what's what.
Byron and I have talked about this, and there's a large concern with the amount of weight that you put. The actual, if this is something that the board decides to do and has to put parking on the back side of the garage, the collapsing of, and we are definitely absolutely 200% sure we're on city sewer, right? That's the first thing we have to do, because if I collapse the septic tank, you're going to have to come over here and do the rest.
Absolutely.
So I guess we can find that out. I mean,
yeah. I mean, once we figure out exactly if that's what we are, if we're on city sewer, as far as I can take equipment in there, I can collapse the septic tank, I can backfill that, I can make that solid and secure. The leach field itself presents another problem where it's at. It will constantly, just because over the years it's always softer.
Right. So it's going to sink.
So even if I go in and I take equipment and I take a front-end loader and I take the saw off and I put a load of twos or fours in there and cover it with either 304s or chippings, asphalt grindings, the amount of weight that you're going to be putting on it, you're going to sink. You're going to have a problem. So
can we go down like 2 foot of soil and take out and put gravel back in, or is it the same thing?
Because of the way, and I'm not sure exactly what the standards would have been in Franklin County at the time. I know from all of the systems that we put in Madison and Union County, it goes minimum of 18 inches to 36 inches deep. So there, you would have to literally, you're going
right,
create
you're going down
you don't
2 foot, 3 foot. Yeah,
take
not,
a saw off and that's it.
Right.
We have some things that we have to do. Parking's going to be an issue. We've talked about even taking the garage down and making it straight across, because then you would only be over top of just the tank itself.
Right.
And then you'd have that back area, you know, from where the garage
right.
and the pad on the right and left hand side. I'm just leery, and I'm being honest with you, I'm just leery putting that much weight over top of a leach bed.
Okay. How far down does that leach bed go to the...
That I'm not sure.
Okay.
Is there anyone else need anything for the chief there, please? Okay. Thanks, Byron.
Wait a minute.
We have a question.
Wait a minute. She's got a...
What was the shooting about last night over there on the...
They're still investigating it. So, you know, we don't know yet if it's, you know, known parties or drug related or what have you. But,
were they picked off at random or...
They don't know.
What about the guy that was run over on the cycle? They ever catch the driver that went off and left?
I think that's still open too. I don't believe so.
People over and leaving. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
People hitting people and then taking off. That's unbelievable.
Thought he hit a dog, would probably say, or something.
Okay, anything else? Okay, thanks, Chief. Jessica?
Yeah.
Building Department, Jessica Weiss.
I was told to talk very quickly. I do have quite a bit. The first thing I want to say is Ardent Mills. They're the homeless camp that's off of Broadlawn. The vice president of Ardent Mills said that that homeless camp is currently being cleaned up today as we speak. He's actually in town.
Which one? There's two of them. Are they?
The big one.
Okay.
And then they were going to clear out all the brush and probably put fencing up around there and then mow that so that it'll be cleaned out
all the
permanently.
Way through there?
Just on Ardent Mills property.
Okay.
And that Ardent Mills property actually cleans out the big homeless camp that's there.
Gotcha.
Question. Are they helping the homeless people find somewhere else to go, or are they just kicking them off their property?
Just kicking them off the property.
They were working with ERC, Environmental Restorative something, and...
Did we find out...
Restorative Council.
Do we know if one of the questions were brought up, and I remember... Something in regards to the City of Columbus is allowing camping on their property, so even their parks or something of that nature. Have we found a...
The few phone calls that I was able to make today, I have not got any answers.
I haven't heard any.
Okay.
Actually, anything on that.
Okay.
But, you know, they essentially they are just being kicked off the property. They're still homeless, you know.
I thought they were all getting a new home.
Yeah.
I do know that Mr. Reeser was trying to work with those... folks as well. So it's more than, I mean, I'll keep you posted as I know more. The next thing was 40 Broadlawn. The widowmaker that was in the tree had a, the next door neighbor call me today and say, who's in my backyard? I'm like, I don't know, who's in your backyard? And she said that there was a cherry picker truck in her backyard taking down the widowmaker. So
what's that?
That's a branch that's hanging. And if
it's
it
a
ever
huge,
falls,
it's bigger
it
than this, and it was just lodged,
oh my God,
waiting for the right storm to fall.
Okay.
Could be a widow maker.
So that's those two. We already talked about the marijuana, and I hate to say this, but we're going to talk trash again. So, sorry. We had talked about going with the Bourne brothers, and then it was tabled after that. So I kind of need to know where your thoughts are with all of that. If you want to stay with Local Waste, it's over $200 a month. Bourne Brothers was...
162 or something like that.
160-something. Yeah.
Same likeness of everything, correct?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Compare apples to apples.
Yeah.
I say I would just like to make a resolution that we go ahead and accept the contract for Bourne Brothers.
I don't know if that's actually a contract or not, was it?
It's a contract.
It's for 1 year.
However, okay. They did specifically write in the contract that any liquidated damages shall be waived in the event of customer implementing township-wide waste program, whereas compulsory use of a different vendor results in necessary termination of this program. So we wouldn't be responsible for any things like that. They also say that the... he just basically said that there would not be a fee if we had to cancel because of going into a contract or consortium with other townships.
And the frequency of their pickup, did they say on that?
He said, I'll make it whatever you want.
Okay. What are we normally getting? It was dump, Jim, or trash dumpsters back there. Is that a once a week thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, once a week.
On Fridays.
I'd say,
yeah.
Yeah. I'd say keep it the same.
Okay. I just need your resolution.
Yeah.
Will you second?
It has to be a resolution. Because we're spending.
Resolution
17359. 359.
And you second, Ralph?
Yes.
Can you
yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Done.
Yeah.
It's just right here. And then I need signatures for both of them. We're doing the one on 4100 Sullivan.
Okay.
Just sign there and then two pages behind that on that one. 4100 Sullivan at the firehouse over there, and then here as well. And I can fill all that out if you just want to sign it. The next thing I have, the packet that was in your
thing. I'd like to go over these properties quickly. Kostick came to me the other day and asked if we were interested in a specific property before they turned it over to the church. Mm-hmm. And I said that we were looking at a lot of the properties that are within the township, and they said that they have several of them that they're willing to turn over that has that they were getting ready to do their sheriff's sale or their sheriff's auction. And the first page, the top picture shows you actually where it is and the location of each property or each individual property. The second picture shows you the picture of the property on that specific date, and these were taken from the county auditor's website. The first one, 777 Brown Road, and it's on the corner of Brown and Withers. The house was previously demolished by Kostick. Are you going to say something?
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Thank you. The house was previously demolished by Kostick. I know Jim has had lots of problems with their trash dumpsters.
At the apartments.
And we had previously said that we did not want that property, but now that Kostick is saying we're still willing to give it up to you if you want it, I need to know what your thoughts are on that.
I think that we should take it. I mean, it costs us, there's no house on it, and et cetera, and then as they don't make land anymore and property's going up, and then we can turn around and sell this because of being on a corner lot, everything about that, if we get a dollar off of it, we made money. But obviously a lot this size, I'm going to guess that that would easily go between $5,000 and $8,000, if not more. How much land is that? What's the dimensions? Do you know off the top of your head?
It's not a real big lot.
It's more deep than it is wide. It looks like it's probably 35 by 68.
Where do you pull these numbers?
I'm sorry?
Are you just pulling those off your head?
Well, you take your finger times.
Sorry, it's
I'm just saying
day.
It looks about.
It has been.
It looks about like 30. Am I close?
I have no idea. I'm sorry. I don't have those dimensions. I know it's a lot.
But like
deep.
He said,
yes.
Corner lot's going to be impressive for somebody.
Especially with different things are wanting to come into township and build and commercial.
Do we need a resolution to take each one so I can send them individual resolutions as well as...
Yes, they'll
want. So why don't we go through each one and then we'll...
22 acres.
I'm sorry?
22 acres.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
And what was the length and width? I'm just curious about how close I am.
I don't know, I'm tired. I'll tell you.
Okay, so do we want to do each one and then move through?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I would like to make a motion that we... A resolution giving number... Do you want to read off the number?
17360.
That we accept the 777 Brown Road property from Kostick. And I need a second on that.
Yeah, second it.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah. 190 feet deep, 54 foot wide.
Okay.
190? Is that what you said? Wow. 190
deep, 54
wide. What did I say? I said 35 by 68?
Yes.
You're a little wrong.
A little bit.
The picture, whoever took it, you know, I was going by the picture.
That's the county auditors. Okay, the next one's 1523 Little Avenue. The house was demolished and it's now a vacant lot. It's next door to 1513 Little Avenue. That's the house with the actual tarp on the roof that's fallen apart. And that is currently being worked up by Kostick as well. And as far as I know, their plans are to, and I think it was our suggestion that that house was to be demolished, and that suggestion was made to Kostick.
The tarped house.
The tarped house, yes. Yeah. So that would be two properties right there.
Right.
That would be a level playing field.
Right.
A lot of land there.
And Jim has suggested that is a slab house, and they still mow 1513, and we'll deal with that one when we get there. So what are your thoughts on 1523 Little Avenue?
I say we take it. I'm ready to make a motion.
It's a nice lot.
Yeah.
So I'll make a resolution number
17361.
To accept 1523 Little Avenue from COSIC. Can I get a second on that?
Yeah, one second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
John,
may I ask? Absolutely.
You said something about 1513.
Yes, sir.
I think this is a property, 1513 next door, the one that has a house with a tarp on it.
Right.
Is one that I think we need to have Jess continue to pursue heavily. And where you kind of, touch base on it, it's a house on a slab.
If she keeps continuing, if she's going to need to get a realtor's license.
If they, if COSIC would like to keep and save funds on their end, I guess I should say, although I know they're funded through the state to tear the house down, that house would be an easy one to take down. And
what if?
Well, Jim, if they're willing to take it down, and we're not going to miss out on it.
If they want to do it, they can do it.
Right. If, Jess, if they're willing to tear it down and us take it.
1513?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, if we then again, if they're saying, no, we don't want to, in last resort, yeah, we can take it as.
But with these two properties being side by side, I'm thinking throw a bundle deal in there.
Right. You go to sell it, you could sell it as one, and being the fact of a big lot like that, I'm sure that the township would benefit.
Okay, let's move on.
Well, next one is 1249 Richter Road. It's a vacant lot. The house was demolished by COSIC. This house actually sits to 1243.
I got 49.
The one that has the asphalt trimmings in it.
It is that one.
Okay.
And this lot has been vacant for a long time. There are no... Well, there are sewers now, aren't there, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no currently water. There's not current water on that property other than a well, and I'm not sure if that well is operational or not.
And that's 1249 Richter Road.
1249 Richter.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if you want to take on that property, not knowing if we are able to turn around and quick sell it, or what your thoughts are, knowing that there's
no
property. Water.
Right. Well, being the fact that there is no home on it, the only thing there is grass and etc. Even us turning around and wanting to sell it, and a neighbor would like to expand their green footprint, I would like to make a resolution.
Number 17362.
To accept property 1249 Richter Road.
Do you have a second?
No, second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Okay, 3303 Brookside, right?
3303 Brookside is the next one. This is a vacant lot, and the house was demolished by COSIC.
Okay.
There is a current problem there with semi always parking on that property.
The chief's still here?
We're working on that.
Yeah.
We're working on that.
We'll just tow it.
If it's awesome, we'll do anything we want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just go.
Within reason.
Let's just go ahead.
I'll make a resolution that we... Larry's, excuse me. I'd like to make a resolution number...
17363.
For 3303 Brookside to accept the house from COSIC.
Do you have a second? John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yes. Okay, 2015 Ray Avenue.
The next one is a little different. So there's 2015 Ray Avenue times two. So where you see on that top picture how it has the long lot,
yes.
The triangle lot next to that lot are two lots together. So the next page is that triangle lot as well.
Okay.
So there's two lots together. The house has been demolished on that property.
Ooh, that'd be
this
nice.
Is Christmas in November.
Quite large. So.
Yeah, me too. No, it'll be worn. I guess I'll read it off now.
Well, they're two different parcel numbers.
Yeah,
so
I'll read off the parcel number.
Even though it's the same address, it's two different parcels. Mm-hmm.
1490 and 91.
So I would like to make a resolution number
17364.
To accept the property from COSIC from 2015 Ray Avenue with a parcel number of 140-001490 adjoining property is partial number with no address, 140-001491, which...
One second. That's all you need, really, just partial number.
Well, it did have a original address, just for the record, was 2015, Ray.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the same as the other one.
Correct.
Yeah, the partial numbers is essentially what they're going
okay.
by.
Okay. John?
Did you get a second?
He already seconded.
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is 1661 Harrisburg Pike. This house was torn down by Kosick, I believe, and it is next to the church right across the street.
I'd like to make a resolution number
17365
to accept 1661 Harrisburg Pike from Kosick.
Do I have a second?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
The next one is 1091 Searles Avenue. This is a corridor lot. It is quite large. There is an alleyway that goes between Searles and I think it's two alleyways.
I'd like to make a resolution number
17366
to accept the property from Kosick of 1091 Sears Avenue.
Do we have a second?
Second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Now don't get too excited. This is where this stops. So Lindbergh Drive, it is a vacant wooded lot. There's nothing on either side. And however, from what I'm noticing, that there are two vacant lots on either side of this. This mm-hmm. is a heavily wooded area all over the place. It's totally overgrown, and I don't want to say the amount of trash that has been accumulating on this property, but it would be very difficult to clean it up and would be very costly for us to clean it up, to go in and actually take down all the trees and then start mowing it as well and keep that cleaned up with two heavily wooded lots on either side. Neither one of those lots are tax delinquent, so we would have a standalone.
So Jim, Mr. Stevens, my question would be, if we went in and we got this property and we cleaned it up and et cetera, with there being trees and everything there, wouldn't be much maintenance at all to keep this.
There's going to be a lot to cleaning this one up. Jess and I talked about this one earlier. This property.
Should we pass on any recommendation?
I recommended we do.
Okay.
Why would we not just leave the trees alone?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
the trees alone and just leave the property the way it is now.
Well,
we'd have
that
to clean
would be
up
my thought. If we were to get the property, we wouldn't want to put the time and effort into cleaning it out.
Right,
right.
If we were to get the property, then I would go to the people.
Just take the property.
Right. If the other sides buy, they sell those properties, then they may want to buy that one. They buy all three of them, and they'll clean all three of them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. As far as actually acquiring the property, which is what I was looking at, as far as actually acquiring the property and us doing anything with it, I don't think that would be a good move. I think as far as cleaning it and stripping it.
Take it the way it is, and no maintenance on it.
Well, what I'm saying is clean it. I'm seeing some debris here in the picture.
Well, that's
what I meant, clean it.
Yeah, I thought you meant like...
No, not clean it all, because you clean it off and you gotta upkeep it.
If you have wood, you're gonna have debris and stuff.
So then I'd like to make a resolution number...
17-367.
To accept the property from Kosick on... pronounce that again for me.
Lindbergh.
Why is it O number?
Zero.
Oh, zero.
Zero.
I thought it was an O. Why?
One second. Did you get the address right?
Yeah, there's no address. Let me do this. Let me read off the partial number 140-003455.
Charles Lindbergh's what that is. Well,
and
it's
you
not
seconded
Charles, it's
Ralph. Ralph Charles. You seconded John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Done.
Yeah.
I know the property to the east of it was just recently purchased, and the gentleman that owns that, because we used to mow it, he's actually this past summer put a lot of time into cleaning it up, and I think he's thinking about developing it with a house. So that might be an avenue.
All right. I mean, that property will be valuable.
Say that again. Who?
The guy to the east of that property on Lindbergh bought that empty lot. He's been cleaning it up, getting ready to build a home, so he might be interested in that lot for firewood.
Okay.
very good work.
We got.
Fantastic.
Is that it?
Oh, no. Oh, I told you. It's kind of one of those things. If you needed a potty break, I said it before.
On the properties, I mean.
First of all, resolution. Do we need a resolution to terminate local waste, even though our contract is up the end of the year? They are still under the impression that we are keeping their services.
We would have to check with Pete on that to see, because Pete's the one that went through the contract.
I don't see why you need a resolution of any kind. When the contract expires, it expires.
I can just tell them as of December, January 1, they can pick up?
I would definitely send an email just to cover ourselves. Because sometimes in contracts, there are clauses that you have to, and all of us have seen it, if you don't, it
automatically... I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I think there was a 30-day thing, too, and it's sitting on my desk. I can go pull it out. But I think there was a 30-day
notice
in there.
Because we still got time.
Right, but let's just make sure we cover our bases. So a simple email to Pete to make sure that we do it legal would be the best way.
Okay. The next thing was, if we do not have another license available for the email for Ari,
sure.
Do we need a resolution for that?
Yes, we do.
Do we?
So I'd like to make a resolution to be able to purchase an additional email.
License? It has to have a license?
Resolution number
17-368.
Lisa, excuse me just a minute. Didn't we already know Teresa's was terminated?
Jim Welsh cut it off, and it was a good thing because she tried to go back in.
But we still want to keep that for your new person.
Right.
So we still need an additional one for Ari.
Yeah.
And if we can, when we purchase these, I would like to see if, you know, if one is $10 but two is $15, we would always maybe want to have one extra one hanging out there. So, with that, I need a second.
This one to be for possibly two, or just possibly two.
Yeah.
Do I have a second?
I don't even know the cost on that.
Well, depending on the cost.
Yes, depending on cost. Not to exceed,
$100. Yeah. Well,
I don't recall either how much a license was. The fire department always handled that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can talk to Chief Welch tomorrow and find out specifics.
Okay.
Need a second?
Why do we need an extra one if we don't need it?
We
for
do.
Ari.
I understand that. But I'm just saying, if we can get a second one that we can have in backup, and you know, sometimes if you buy six eggs, it's the same price as 12. So what I'm saying is we need to look at how we purchase these. Do they come two or do they come one? So if
you pay $100 for one and it's a, you know.
It's $75 for two.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I guess we can do that.
If that's the case, plus it may not be the case.
Plus, I think we'll need another one pretty soon anyway.
Right, so that way we have it and we can just activate it.
Okay.
Do you second, Ralph?
Yeah.
Okay, John?
Let me rephrase this if I can. I would like to make a motion that we allow $100 to purchase as many email addresses that we can.
One $100 figure, right?
One $100. So if they can get two for $50 or
two
whatever,
for
we'll have some in reserve so that we don't go through this every time.
Yeah, That'd be acceptable to me.
Do you second that?
Second.
All right. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Okay. This is in my packet. Am I talking about this or? That was in for Mr.
Which Morgan. One is that one?
This is about the Franklin County Township Association Fall Meeting.
Well, I got the email on that and I just told her to copy whoever wants to go to that.
It was really nice.
Okay.
Last year. It was information.
So I think you have to.
Yeah, that's RSVP will have to. Someone.
That's your annual county thing, engineers thing we go over to Dublin Road for Jim.
Paper?
That's actually, it's ironic, that's what I'm sitting there eating.
What are you doing, making a reservation?
That's the Township Association meeting
that's
that
right.
they put together.
That's
there.
Right.
We talked about a road we've seen or
that's
saw.
That's right.
And,
so who is supposed to go to that? Because that's also falls on our meeting day.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that.
Do we want to move our meeting day to Wednesday of that instead of having it on
December the 14th, Thursday, December
the 13th
the
14th, versus
move
the 14th?
It to December the 13th. I mean, who all has to go? Isn't this just the
usually,
meeting?
Usually, but who this is the three trustees and the road superintendent. Go to
so
this.
It is them, so we do need to move the meeting.
Yeah.
So. I'd like to make a motion that we...
You guys can also well,
let's
cancel
go, let's
that.
Let's go back and let's get Jessica's stuff out of the way
just
here.
She's on this now, though.
Okay.
So how about if we make a motion to move the regular business meeting to
the
13th?
You're getting out of order here. She's got it down here.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't... Okay. My fault. I'll be quiet.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty, now let's go. Where were you there? I kind of lost track of where you were at.
Well, I kind of skipped around. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I apologize. I had a lot of notes on mine. The next one was the job offer. And I was offered a position with the township at the quarterly meeting. And I had given you guys a copy of the memorandum of understanding along with my job description. And I would like to accept if you guys like to approve that.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to make a motion that...
It's be a resolution.
Commence date or...
It'd be a resolution.
It has to be a resolution.
Yeah. What date did you want to start on a full-time basis?
I think they decided it was December the 1st.
Okay.
Jessica.
Oh, so that would be what, the first pay period, Lisa, in December?
In November, the last day, it'll be the next week now.
Yeah.
So then let's make it the...
Pay period ending
the,
such and such
Monday
a day.
Monday the 3rd, or Monday the 4th, at the start of the... So
it would be on a Tuesday that it ends.
It ends, so...
So
what if we
there.
Started then at the end of this, the last 30th of November?
Yeah, so she can get her new pay period started.
Right. So,
so it would be the Wednesday, that Wednesday.
The 29th.
November 29th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. So, okay, I'd make a motion that...
It has to be a resolution.
Oh, a resolution, okay.
Resolution 17-369.
369.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To hire Jessica.
To hire Jessica Rice. Effective date would be November the 29th.
Do you have a second?
For full time. And your job.
Yeah, partner. In accordance with the
coordinator.
Her work agreement that she has proposed to the trustees. And I'll ask for a second on that.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Sal?
Yes.
Don?
No.
No.
Second. Did you put in there that her job position would be administrator coordinator?
Administrative.
I didn't put that
administrative
in there.
Coordinator. That has to be in there.
Yeah, it does, yeah. To make sure that's listed in
there. Is there a difference in pay?
Yeah, I have to have that too.
Pay,
yeah, I got to have that too. How much?
It's $16.50.
Okay, thank you. I think that's it. All right.
I have a question. On all the property that we have that she already said that, you know, we're going to keep, if we don't sell that, who has to pay all the property taxes if we don't sell that property?
We don't pay any property taxes. It becomes a government piece of property. We don't pay property taxes.
As of the one, if we, you know, have all that property, what we get.
One of the things that I see us being able to do with this property is
I don't know what Melissa did.
Get the property, hang on to it to a point where you can then sell it.
Right.
And then we can use that in the township. So it's almost like banking it right now.
I understand that, but okay. I thought, Dasha, we took possession
right.
of all that property.
It's a lot of
money.
Property tax.
Well, we don't sell it.
Exactly. That's why I was kind of joking about some of the property, because it, like Christmas, meaning they're giving it to us.
Yeah, that's what I, yeah. I'm
and we're thinking,
well,
yeah.
what if we don't sell that? What
right.
happens to the property tax?
Right. So the beauty of it is the things that we would have to do is just keep it up and things of that nature, and et cetera. But then when we go to sell it, so if even, that's like I said, even if we sold it for $1, we made money.
Yeah.
But as you know, a lot can go for $3,000 to $8,000, or if not more, some lots go for $20,000.
That's great, but in my head I'm thinking, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that wouldn't be smart. Yeah, that's too risky.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any questions for me?
Wait a second. Because we didn't, we were skipping around and I was wanting.
No, we're okay, I think.
No, you said you were going to get to it, but what was it that I was trying to make a motion and then I said I'd be quiet?
Well, they've got it down here under me is what it is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, just a second there, Jessica. Our marijuana dispensary thing is,
the only thing
we got all those.
I needed on that was signatures. There were five or six of them that
something
have applications,
like that, yeah.
But we'll just have to wait and see who the state decides
to choose, or if any, really. Okay, let's see. For me, now here, John.
The 13th.
You change your date. What is the?
It would be the
13th. The 14th is the.
A Thursday.
Is 13th. The county meeting, Jim. Mm-hmm. You got that.
That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. Okay, and we probably, we need to change that December meeting to.
If we do it Wednesday before, that'd be the 13th.
Yeah. Yep, let's do it.
That's good for Don.
Yep, that's good.
The mayor and me.
Okay.
I'm free.
So is this a motion or a resolution?
This would be a motion.
Okay, so December the
make a motion.
13th. Okay, we'll make a motion that we change the meeting, the mid-December meeting from December the 14th until Wednesday night the 13th.
Same time.
The same time and everything. It's because of a county meeting that is scheduled for the 14th. So just make a note there, Wednesday the 13th. Do we need a motion or not?
May as well. It was just a motion,
yeah.
So I second the motion.
John?
Yes.
Yes.
John?
Yeah.
Okay, that's about all I had, John.
When we're talking meetings, December the 28th is between Christmas and New Year's.
Right.
In years past, I think you guys have omitted that township meeting.
Yeah, I think we'll probably dispense with that meeting.
Just do the bills and payroll during the day. Do it now.
If I could make a motion.
We could go ahead and move on that if you want to, I guess, get it over with.
So I'd like to make a motion that on the December 28th meeting, there will be no meeting that day.
Okay.
It will fall to the next 2 weeks regular meeting, which would be in January.
Do I have a second?
Well, wait just a minute.
Oh, sorry.
Let's see how far we're stretching out.
We're not stretching, because normally we've taken the 2 months off last year. This time we're just taking off the 28th.
And then we'll still be in
and then we go into January. It'd be January.
You guys will just come in and sign the bills.
So we're dispensing with the 28th meeting. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and
that's it.
That's
it. Well, you'll have
and
bills.
And then we just go back on track.
We'll have bills.
Okay.
We would come in for bills and payroll.
Right. Okay.
So there's a motion on the table.
Would you second?
Yeah, I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I keep the clean one?
So.
Yeah.
Already the first regular meeting would be whatever
January
second week.
We don't have any calendar.
Second week in January.
January 11th.
Second Thursday.
And
the 11th?
Now so you know some of the scheduling and everything. The first part of January, and I believe it's like the 6th or something of January, the Township Association has early year, I guess it's so-called annual dinner type thing, and that's held at the casino. So, you know, just kind of keep that in the back of your head there. I'm not sure what the date's going to be, but it was the first week of January last year.
And then we also had the one that's at the other place down there at where they have it.
Yeah, that's later. I think that's in March or something like that. So, but the early association meetings, you have that one, and it is, I'm pretty sure it's the first week of January. Okay. Okay. John, did you have anything else there?
Let me get my list out.
Your list.
9 o'clock at night. One of the things that we've had done this week, or was it today, Jess, or when was the guy in for the sound?
Today.
We had a guy come in sound, going to work up a proposal on putting speakers in, microphones here and a microphone up there, so that you guys will be able to hear what's being said back there from up here. It also will record. So based upon what the bid comes back at, he is also a business that's in the township.
There was a lot more that he and I kind of discussed, but he needed a ballpark figure as to what he has to spend to do a projector with the screen shooting this way, the screen over here, microphones, amplifier that would send sound back here to the speakers and possibly even put them in the ceiling. What would your guesstimate be? Somewhere he can do under $1,000, but it won't be good quality and it won't last.
Right.
You can get it up to $25,000 or more.
Well, I think he should come. I think he needs to give us a breakdown instead of us giving him a price.
Yes.
One of the things on what she's talking about, an overhead projector, just like, for instance, what we were looking at, you would be able to see right here. So you would see the properties and stuff that we're looking at. I think it's kind of, a lot of times you guys are in the dark of what we're looking at up here.
They can look at these anytime they want to. You'll see.
But they would be able to.
Let me just put it this way. Pricing and everything, we can get done, you know, if that's what we choose to do. However, having said that, this is the last quarter, last month of the year, and frankly, before we do any other major purchasing, I want to look at the whole thing, and I also want to get our new trustee involved in the decision making of new purchases, things of that nature.
That's why we need to get a cost instead of saying we're spending X amount of money. Give us a breakdown.
I'm certainly not in favor of moving on any.
Know where to start, because he can, like I said, he can get all this for under $1,000, or he can get all this for over $100,000.
Well, that's kind of crazy. Just for us to be able to hear people back there, our voice isn't going to change from $1,000 versus $100,000.
Well, we don't need a $4,000 or $5,000 system for this small room here. Period. Really, and you know.
Yeah.
Sir.
I can hear
you
fine.
Sure.
What's that?
What was that?
You know, essentially, I just like, other than, you know, operationally, you know, products, things of that nature, I just like to rein in the spending for the rest of the year, frankly.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to get an idea.
How much did Jim come up with a unit that he talked about before, a year ago, that he talked about?
We have a resolution passed already for sound.
Yeah. Did we have,
we have to pull that resolution? Yeah. Yeah. We gave, I think it was $500.
Yeah, it was $500. $500 resolution.
Oh, okay.
We shopped around on that, But I'd say, you know, I'd rather have a good Christmas cake than spend, you know, on a Monica or something.
We got to come up with our Christmas party, too. Our little potluck.
Okay, anything else, John?
That's it for me.
Okay.
Us girls usually talk about
it. Is there any other question? Everybody just about left on us now. Okay, no other question. I wish everybody happy
Thanksgiving. Make a motion to close.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wish everybody happy Thanksgiving and make a motion we go home.
Jen, chair.
It'll be a long day.
Need a second?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yep.
And it is
we're senior citizens.
Oh, here's the pen, yeah. I'll tell you what, I don't want to make any spin at 9 o'clock.